our setup. We've got the name of the person recording the meeting.
It's me.
The meeting ready to start. It's 6:30. All right. So you've got the date and the start time noted. It's attendance noted. Quorum or no quorum noted. At least 5 group reps. We have them. The times for the agenda items were agreed upon, and volunteer time. Oh, we're not even doing that. Okay, we'll change it. Okay, so call for approval of the consent agenda and the approval of past minutes. So, all in favor of approving the consent agenda, including the minutes from the October meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
No nays. The consent agenda, including the minutes from the previous meeting, have been approved. On to the regular agenda. Group meeting participation numbers. So we start, I guess we can start with you and work this way around.
So we had a total of 11 group members and one guest.
Is there not an imaginary...
No.
Rep?
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
But I think he's coming.
Okay, well, let's proceed around and maybe he'll be here to report that at the end of that. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Did you do your thing?
I think so.
Okay. Yep.
We had 9 people that attended and 2 people emailed and then we had 1 guest.
Oh, so it'd be 9 plus 2 then. I don't think we count guests. Do we have another?
Okay, you're just kind of voting numbers.
Okay. 8
plus
1. NWK is 6 plus 0.
Space Cadets is 2 plus 14.
Far East is 0 plus 14.
Shuttle is 8 plus
9. Okay. Alrighty. Agenda changes and additions. Do I understand that item 9 is going to be
at
the top of the list?
I would like to move admin item number 9 about eliminating straightening of dissents from the projected assessment and put that before we approve the ballot, because we need to approve the ballot that has to adjust dissents if that passes, if that makes sense.
Okay. And I don't, there's no other agenda item changes? All right then. So are we going to start without?
Because we have a quorum.
Okay,
we'll get started.
All right. Well, I was at that meeting, whatever it's worth. Not that I remember. I didn't bring the minute that the wonderful minutes that were taken with me. But okay, so on to item 9. Cassie would like to eliminate, straighten up the sense from the projected assessments for next year. She rounded down to the nearest dollar the proposed member assessment amounts for 2024 and adjusted the bookkeeping liaison budget to reflect the change. A total of only $52.32. The overall budget stays the same. Northwest Kingdom assessments would be $380.95 per quarter and $279 to $462.115 per quarter. This will make it easier on community members and on Elizabeth and on herself. Discuss the side. All right, so let's start with you.
Everything looks like okay. Everybody said okay.
NWK in favor.
All in favor. Space Cadets.
David?
Sorry about that. We were majority in favor. There was one specific call out that this really needs to be done during budget meetings and reflects other reasons why we need to have multiple spaced out budget meetings, not just two back to back. Gives us time to discover and correct these issues.
Tina?
Shuttle is a yes.
Okay. You good?
Yeah. Okay. So that passes. Great. Thank
you. All right. Well, then let's go back to 1. Far East will vote for alternative group rep. I guess there's nothing we have to do on that.
Just ask them.
What?
Just ask them to do it.
Oh. We ask them to be rep?
No, did they vote?
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we voted on me being. I do have a quick question on that's very specific to this topic. So now we have Kelly, as the Far East rep, myself as the Far East alternative. Now, in the off chance that Kelly and I decide to go away together, you know, so we would need to have a third person listed as an alternate. Is that correct?
Correct.
So do we still have to have a formal group
yes.
vote for that person?
I didn't want to do that.
Yes. Okay. Just checking, and we'll make sure that we have that in place.
Great. Thank you.
They have to have the same whatever that...
they can just announce it as an agenda addition whenever a future meeting. It's fine.
All right.
So, yeah, they did it.
Item 2, administrative item 2, TC will call for an election, designate the voting period, and approve the wording used on the ballot. And there were two options depending on how number 9 passed. So I guess we're using the ballot wording that has the rounded amounts.
Correct.
Does anybody need to know more about that?
Well, we just have to, they have to formally call for the election, just like we formally approve the minutes. So,
okay.
All in favor of calling for an election, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
There's no opposed. There was one question, which I think I know the answer, but just to verify, the reason that we left the blank is because we don't have a person listed yet, but by the time that we actually have the election, then hopefully we could have a person listed.
Well, okay. So, yes, if we had, my hope was that, like, somebody would step up before tonight.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go ahead and write the ballot and send it out. It's easier to take.
Oh, yeah.
It's much easier to prove a ballot.
We'll already have something,
it.
Right.
Right, exactly. But no one stepped up. So, like, now would be the time to nominate someone for a winner. But we can do that when we get to the... I guess we should do it now. So the ballot has a blank for coordinator. And so we can nominate someone for coordinator, and we can go talk to them and ask them if they want to be coordinator. but we don't. No one has stepped up. No one has contacted me. So,
okay.
So it sounds like we're going to need to just take that off.
Well, I think, do we have, like, until what time could a person step up?
Okay, so we need to, the next step on the agenda is designate the voting period. And so we usually do 6-week-long elections, which means the AC comes out Monday. So I would like, the elections committee is proposing to the town council that we start the election on Monday, November 20th, and then run it through December 31st. So what we'll have to do is when we do have a coordinator, we'll have to help with second election. This will only be the election for the budget.
Or if that person, like, let's say that somebody stepped up the first week of December, or December 1st, okay?
Yeah.
Then can we just write their name in, and
no,
everybody would have 30 days to...
No, because town council has to formally nominate, and then the membership has to formally vote. If the election starts Monday, then we're in the middle of the election. We can't, like, hold back the ballots. You know, it has to just be a whole separate election.
Okay, and what's the minimum amount of time? Like, let's say December 1st, somebody steps up. Say, hey, can we guys have a special meeting real quick?
Yeah. I'm seeing that Mo has some officers.
You can go ahead and nominate now and find out if the person says yes by Monday.
Right.
Put that name down.
Yes, that we can do that.
Right, okay.
You can't have the person come first. You have to nominate first.
Well, we're not going to nominate anyone that the community has not heard about.
Does anybody on town, just to have a name that we might potentially put on the ballot? Did anybody want to nominate?
Potentially take it back off.
No.
Okay. So it sounds like we don't have anybody to nominate anyway.
Okay.
All right.
So, but just to be clear then, let's say someone steps up in December.
Yeah.
So if we were going to do a ballot, we'd need to do the special meeting to approve a ballot to then have the vote. And then how many days does the vote
take? It takes about 6 weeks to do an election. Those people are still.
Is there a minimum required?
Yeah, we have to have a majority of members have to vote, and then a majority of those who vote have to vote yes.
Actually, does a majority have
the majority have
a
coordinator? Yes. Yeah, I think so.
What about, is there a temporal, like, is there a timeline minimum, or is it only like that the majority of people have to vote?
No, if we count all the ballots and we can say, oh, enough people have already voted, and we count, we could say that, you know.
Okay.
We
so that's cool. So we have to do a special meeting to approve the ballot. To then vote, we could potentially still get somebody maybe coming on board in January or February.
Mm,
that doesn't sound feasible, but...
Well, I'm talking about if we could have the majority of people vote...
It would be, but that would be a separate election. I mean, we're just...
Right,
let's just, let's handle that at a special meeting down the road if someone steps up and...
No, I just wanted to get clarity on it because we need clarity right now because we're probably going to get at this or there's a good chance.
Okay, so...
Thank you for clarifying.
All right, so I think I'm supposed to get a...
I don't know. I'm just kind of jumping in and taking over for you.
This was the first comment, and we're moving around by reps. Well, she's not a rep. I'm doing reps first.
So what are we commenting on?
Well, it was just a question
We have this call for... Are we actually getting...
We called for an election. I said all in favor say aye, and they did. But we need to designate the voting period, so if there's any questions about that.
What I'm doing is getting whatever the...
Sure, if there's any feedback.
Each rep has whatever your group had to say about this.
About the ballot or about the coordinator?
Well, about the ballot, which has this coordinator component to it, I guess.
Well, okay. We all assumed that there wouldn't be a coordinator on the ballot because we were looking at... Everybody was fine with the ballot or the budget.
Okay,
so I'll get other comments after I do the reps.
Yeah, no consents.
Yeah, no comments.
David?
No comments.
Tina?
No comment.
Okay. So now I'll get comments over here. I see Rob.
Hi, I'm here.
Aaron is here.
Oh. I'm here as imaginary while Anthony's coming.
Oh, great. Great.
Well, so
we don't have comments either, but I just wanted to say hello.
Yeah,
sorry.
Good. Hi. Yay. Good timing.
I just had a question.
Yes.
Are you talking about splitting the ballot now and leaving the coordinator part off?
Yeah, because
and
we
waiting until
right.
a special
have
meeting
money.
To nominate? Is that what
you're saying? Nobody wants to nominate anybody right now.
No, I understand.
Right.
So what we're going to do,
right. Okay. So all I'm saying is, sounds like we're going to have to take the coordinator off and just do an assessment.
Okay, that makes sense. And then you would start the voting period again when
correct.
The person's done.
For the second election, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions on this side? No? All right.
I guess I have a question about the imaginary rep thing. I don't know if that's ever happened. Are we able to do that?
To have a... that she's...
Or is that...
Because she's not an official alternative.
Right. Because we elect people and then we have alternates, but
that's the
most important.
So, Aaron, you're not in it. Has the group especially voted you as alternate rep?
What? No, Anthony's driving, and so he just asked me to stand in.
Sure.
I mean, no.
You could always put him on speakerphone.
Most of you are illegal. You can't alternate rep without being approved as an alternate rep.
Okay, well, he's here.
Okay, good. Have him just call out really loud to another room.
Well, we got enough for this.
Okay. We're fine. We're fine for now.
So the designated voting period is going to be November 20th to December 31st?
Does TCU approve November 20th to December 31st?
And if we get a majority of votes, then we will satisfy what we need to, right?
Yeah, if we get enough votes early.
Like before then?
Yeah. Okay, and then everybody approves the ballot, and I'll take off the part about coordinator. That's pretty great. Okay.
We're good on this one?
We're good on this
one. Decision there? On to three, proposal to redefine MLC coordinator as admin for town council, Fox Howard's proposal. So I'll start with you.
We thought that in general this was a good idea, that it does, people wanted more time to review. They said this was happening too fast, but they would approve this on the condition that there could be changes to the actual job description. But they said the idea of redefining the job as administrative assistant to town council makes a lot of sense. And they also said we need ideas to make governance more workable with the reduced role of the coordinator. Delegating more to committees was one idea, widening the circle of leadership. Some people talked about a temporary executive committee, maybe three leaders to be able to fill in the gap of no coordinator until we get one. One person suggested that we nominate a young person and say that talk in terms of this being a way to develop leadership skills But that if we did that, the community would have to think really differently about this person and not jump on them every 5 minutes, but say, well, this is, you know, we're training someone to be a future community leader, that kind of thing. And there was a general observation that our community is very different than it was in 1974. We have more assets, more complexity, more different age groups, more different financial categories of people, in other words, people having different resources, and that we really need to look at our governance altogether.
Josh?
NWK thinks it's a smart idea and likes the proposal. We're in favor.
Space Cadets was all in favor and wanted to thank Fox for good work on this.
Do we have Anthony yet, or we're passing over Anthony?
All right, go ahead, Anthony.
We support this proposal, although we would like to have some kind of monthly check-in to make sure that it's working.
Did you hear him?
We support the proposal, but like they want to be able to come in and
a monthly check-in.
Check in later.
You got it, David.
86% in favor, 14 no comment, no dissent.
Tina?
Shuttle, yes.
There were 8 yeses with Wild West, and also there was this a sentiment of we need to be able to be flexible with this description. Because once we get someone in, we might have to maybe add some stuff or maybe take away some things. So it's like, but it was also appreciated that this was pared down to get someone. Maybe we can attract somebody for more of an administrative thing. That would be less hours. And with all the money stuff going on that I'm aware of right now, I'm very happy to be saving some money if possible. We can have less hours because we need, we got places to spend that money.
I didn't know that we had fewer hours. I thought it was still the same number of hours. Is that right?
Would they do the same number of hours for half the tasks? I mean, I would think that it would be reducing the number of hours. I mean, I don't really, this is not
Well, there was nothing in the
Tina has a question.
Excuse me?
Tina has a question.
A question.
The problem in the past has been too many tasks for the amount of hours. So what we're trying to do is trim the job to fit the hours.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
My goal, if I were to be coordinator, would be to reduce the number of hours.
Okay.
Since I have if I were to have a reduced number of tasks. But whatever somebody needs to do, I mean, that's going to be their, whatever their abilities are.
So that's all the reps. Do you have any input over on this side? I'm seeing Rob on this side.
I just have one question. I think she was recommending that all these additional duties that are now being either not done or moved to somebody else would be picked up by the group reps. Is that?
I think there's
reps, or is that something that you consider?
Yes. I'll wait to respond.
I forgot one of the comments from my group, which was, have the group reps been asked if they're willing to answer the telephone for all the calls from their group that used to go to the coordinator? And, of course, I said, no. No one was asked. And, I mean, I'm thinking that's I'm willing to try that, but if it got overwhelming, then, you know.
So let's do a little tally. Would you be willing to be that kind of rep?
Yeah, actually, I kind of already am in some ways. But as a rep, I think we're kind of signing up for that. You know, people, when we want to have them in person come to a meeting, sometimes they don't get an opportunity. They have to communicate another way. Sometimes it's email. Sometimes they're calling me later in the evening. Hopefully it's not 2 a.m. in the evening, but, I mean, they're my community. If they feel that that's what they need to do, then I'll try to support that.
Scott?
Yeah, I would definitely support being that type of rep, and I think that asking each rep to wrangle maybe 20 people is a lot more reasonable than asking the coordinator to wrangle 100 and something people, especially considering it is a paid position, but as Tina mentioned, you know, there's more to the job than you're getting paid for. So I think that that is reasonable to ask the reps to wrangle a little handful of people.
Does Anthony know what the question is, Aaron?
Yes. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yes, I'm willing.
Okay. David?
Yes, I'm willing, and I agree with everything that's been said so far.
Tina?
Yes.
Okay. Dennis?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and I actually, this is something I can do later because now it's not the appropriate time, I don't think. But I took this job opening, this last one, and made notes where, like, maybe TC reps in different places. A TC rep can step up, a place where the treasurer would step up, a place where the election committee would step up, a place where the budget committee and financial planning would step up. So there's, like, I think that this, we can find people to take over these different duties. We'll just have to ask them if they're willing to do so. But, yes, I'll definitely take phone calls. And also, while we're on this, this is something that I think is good to mention now since we'll be without a coordinator soon. I think that each of the reps ought to have access to the community-wide email so that when it comes time for communication to occur, that we have the ability to send a message to people. And that, and I think that would be a good thing that one, you know, for each of the reps would have that ability to do so for communication. So that's just, I know, one of like 100 different things that needs to be figured out, but I think that that's going to allow for community-wide communication, whether it's Josh that it happens to be available to do it at that time, or whoever else, you know, is available.
Okay. I like that idea.
Just to stay within the framework of what we're, the actual item, could we assume that the reps will get together amongst themselves and start figuring out, okay, whoop, we got this.
Anthony and Tina have a question.
Okay.
No, Aaron.
Okay. Well, Anthony. Anthony just has a comment after, in kind of response to what Dennis had said from our group. Okay, Anthony.
There were members of our group that had expressed interest in, you know, possibly forming a group to discuss, you know, further discuss the coordinator position and, you know, its, you know, its guidelines.
What to do with the duties?
Did Tina? Did they say Tina had something?
I was trying to get you to see Aaron.
Oh, okay. Thank you. It is hard. You are teeny weeny over there. Okay. So I'm seeing. So that finishes up here. We'll go over to Judith. Did you have something?
Yeah. Felicia's observation that we're more complex than we used to be is true, and we have a lot of committees that have taken on a lot of duties that need to be done. I would like to make the suggestion that rather than have reps have a bunch of emails coming to their private email, that we might want to establish an email for each rep that's like West rep, East rep.
Are these kind of details to be figured out?
I'm just making that suggestion.
I'm sorry, but it's sort of a similar comment where I wondered if we could use technology where anytime someone wants to get a hold of the coordinator, they'd have a thread that's all the reps, and anyone can go there, but when there's a question for the reps, they can each chime in on their own time as to what their opinion would be for a specific thing.
It's a great idea.
So I don't want to stymie this good brainstorming about this. And technically, I suppose it is related, obviously, to the proposal to redefine this. We're time-wise, if we want to stay on this. Do you want to continue discussing possibilities, or do you want to do something?
I think we need a retreat or something that's specifically some time to specifically focus on this with the leaders.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if
and
we could
other
maybe
community members could come if they wanted, but I think we need that separate time to just focus on that.
And soon.
And so.
Yeah, I was going to ask the other reps if maybe we can get together in December or like as early as possible in January if December is not a possibility to talk about this stuff and kind of take over some or just gain access to some things.
Is there someone in this rep group that could do the Survey Monkey or something that could figure out a time for this that will be setting this up?
I can ask. I can see about scheduling this.
Okay.
I'll just reach out to you all about it.
Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any other comments?
Yeah, if that's going to be a meeting, it needs to be notified to other people as well.
But time is of the essence. Anything else on this item? You're feeling good about it? I think so. Thank you, Fox. She's someplace over there, but I think she's even more in the ether than ever. Okay, so on to four.
Yes, that passes.
No one has yet applied for the job of coordinator. Should we begin advertising the job in sister communities or by word of mouth?
Yes.
So I'm going to start.
Excuse me, Dan.
What?
I had trouble getting unmuted.
Oh.
What was the count?
It passed unanimously.
Okay. Well, and we're just moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Fox.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're starting with Josh on this one.
NWK is yes and yes.
Okay, Scott?
Space Cadets were all in favor. One member did suggest that maybe Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace might be better than word of mouth as long as the as long as we say it's required to be a community association manager.
Okay, looking at Anthony.
Sorry, hold on. Can we skip to Dave and Tina and come back?
Okay, Dave.
The majority said they were in favor. There was a few that were very outspoken as far as limiting this to sister communities such as Sunrise, but nowhere else. And we did have one person that said the lack of the CAM certification is a problem with virtually any candidate. HOA law is, HOA law firms often have CAMs on staff, and having an HOA attorney would fix that problem.
Okay, it's your turn. Sorry. Go.
All right. Is it me? Okay. We our group would like to keep the advertising within the co-op for now.
Keep it
within the co-op.
Keep it within the co-op for now.
Okay. So there are no.
Okay.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Tina. Thank you. Let's see. Where are we? Over to you.
So for West Group. It was, yes, Sunrise, Sunhawk, Grassroots, Sycamore, Spiral Gardens, or the intentional communities. So basically sister communities, but not just across, not just Sunrise.
Yes, we were yes and yes.
Okay.
And I do have a comment I could make now about this, is that, and it's about what, related to what Dave said, is, one thing that I don't think that we have taken into account for our budget is CAM class, fingerprinting, the state test, and the state licensure.
It comes out of investment fund, and it's just $500.
Okay. Well, I just want to put that on everybody's radar that we're going to be spending that money soon. But, well, it's likely or probable if somebody doesn't have a CAM license that we're going to incur those fees.
Okay. Any other rep? Yes. Any comments over on the bench on that side? East side? West side bench? You got the floor?
Oh, okay. Well, January will be here before we know it, with town council coming up in January. And this has happened to us multiple times over our history where a coordinator stepped down, and we have an interim coordinator for that month to just take a month or two to take agenda items and put the agenda together. So somehow we need to, maybe that committee of reps will do that, but an interim you know, somebody's got to have in their sights preparing for the January meeting.
Does anybody here have interest in that? Or the group, Dave and Anthony and Tina, does anybody here have an interest in being an interim coordinator person?
Not here.
Well, for the purposes of collecting information for an agenda, I'll do that. I could do that, but I don't know who has to decide or whatever. But
it seems like you're already going to be setting up a meeting of these people. And
At that meeting, we can basically come up with the damn agenda, or I guess we can solicit stuff.
Figure who's going to do what. Anyway, so.
Well, there needs to be a website. An email address for people in the community to know where to send information, proposals, requests.
Well, the MLC coordinator address.
Yeah. It's easy to just pass on the password.
So that'll still be you, actually. Until January.
It'll be me until January, but then I can just, whoever wants
you don't have to worry about
that.
It.
I'll pass it to you or to all of you or whatever you want it, whatever you guys decide.
Good with where we are now?
Yes, I just want to comment. So you're volunteering to write the agenda in January. So
sure.
We'll be able
now,
to.
All the thank you stuff, I'm not doing anything that with that. But
down.
The business items on the agenda, I'm...
And I think if you're clear with people, you can take care of them.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, go.
All right.
Didn't we say last time we didn't want the thank yous and appreciations in the town council mail out?
Yeah, but it's something that we can start in January.
Yeah.
No, we didn't want it, we said last time, right?
Well, on the agenda document.
No, we didn't want that.
Okay.
I think that's what
we said. It's just another
link for you to figure out.
Okay.
I'll do what y'all tell me.
Any other rep comments? Comments over on the east side comments? West side comment?
You know, not that this was asked, through this process community-wide, but there might be people that would be willing to, answer a phone or do some of these jobs. I mean, it's not that no one wants, I don't think anybody wanted to be the coordinator because they didn't know what the real coordinator was going to be until tonight when, the job description was changed. So this is something that maybe some other people would want to work with Dennis or do something to, help this process along.
Yeah, well, what we can do, or maybe at first we just have a meeting with the TC reps, and then we can invite other people in to pick up the torch for different tasks, perhaps.
So, putting all that on here.
I'm going to take a snapshot of this thing where I don't know if you'll be able to tell what the hell I wrote, but I'll send that and ask about some available times in December. On the weekend first.
Okay, are we still on?
They can't have a meeting if it's not noticed.
Yes, it has to be noticed.
That's fine. That's not a problem.
You're going to have a workshop.
Yeah, make sure you just let me know 2 weeks in advance so I can send out the email to everybody so anybody wants to come can come.
Is kind of now.
Once everybody says, hey, this is the date that can work, then we'll notify people. And I'll choose dates that are 2 weeks out.
That's right. Okay, so that
at least
the number 4 passed by majority.
Okay, so on to 5. Yeah. How much detail does TC want in its minutes? And we'll start with Scott.
Can you have clarified?
I was just wondering, should I do like an introduction to this item?
Well, I think people do people need an introduction? Have seen the email? If anybody has questions, they'll direct them to you, I think, and as we're going around with the comments. Scott, did you...
The majority of space cadets want a strictly legal by-the-book version of the minutes, something along the lines of the current October minutes. A couple members think that the official minutes should be strictly legal, but there could be an additional, more comprehensive document that goes into the details of more important discussions as necessary.
Anthony? Aaron, do you have Anthony? We're on the minutes.
Okay, he's here, so he should be able. Oh, nope, he's not. Hold on. Okay, now you're going to have to just speak through the video because you got dropped from the call. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We just wanted enough detail to know what the discussion was and what other groups had said, but brief enough to be read really quickly. It's like the expression, it should be like a miniskirt, long enough to cover what is important, but short enough to keep what is interesting. Keep it interesting, damn it. This is what people are thinking. We just want to know like what people are thinking and what has been decided and what's not decided. And then we would also like to thank Jasmine for her thoughtful minutes.
Dave?
Good job, Anthony.
Sorry, still trying to recover from Anthony's comment. All right, so amount of detail. Amount of detail, the majority of us who, of everybody that weighed in, the majority was very clear that they want limited CC minutes, especially since the meeting recording is also going to be posted. But basically, brevity is paramount.
Tina?
Our group also wants things shorter. With it, you know, whatever detail is required to let people who do proposals, if they don't pass, you know, some kind of information in there that might help the proposal writer clarify. Another thing, Mo mentioned that by law, we must include how the groups, actually the reps, voted in the meeting, and I personally would like that not as a narrative, but like, yes, boom, 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 no, boom, 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 you know, just real clear, so that at a glance you can see how the groups voted. And then I responded to the things that Jazz sent out today. And I guess that pretty much says it all.
She's nodding that she got that.
Yeah, but shorter and, you know, not narrative, just, you know, no names, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dennis?
So there was a pretty resounding make it more than the skeleton minutes, but not verbatim. And then there's still some people who would like to be able to read the minutes in a couple minutes or so. So that was pretty much what it was.
Okay. Misha?
I said all that, so I didn't really bring that with me, but they same of what everybody else has said about briefer, use of space and underlining and bullet points so that it's better organized and easier to read, and no names, no quotes. Names if it's congratulatory. I think Tina said that, you know, positive things, that names. But then we had the same sentiment, you know, congratulate somebody, but no other names. And that some one person said, like the actions and decisions, just with more flesh on it. And if there's dissent on a given item, that there's a summary of what the disagreement was.
Josh?
Thank you, Jazz, for taking the minutes. We love the shorter version. In a fit of crazy circumstance, we would like title plus goals, which is the discussed aside, plus the timestamp of the video and the result from each rep, and nothing else. That's it.
Okay. Any other comments in the rep group?
I'm trying to understand how. I'm just trying to put myself in Jasmine's shoes and understand, because there's a lot of people who are saying more, but not too much, but. It just seems to me like asking someone to write discussion and debate, but summarize it, but don't write everything, is inherently biased. How using your judgment, how could that not be biased unless you include that? I mean, how could you include any discussion if you don't include, yeah.
He's got a valid point. As a technical writer, anytime you translate a comment from one verbiage to another verbiage, even if you're not intending bias, it happens. Just the way you think, it changes the inflection.
So how could that be accomplished?
We'll open up to the people on the... I'll start with Mo.
I think, yeah, anytime we interpret one another, we're biased. Certainly, we're all biased. But there's a corrective to that, and the town council can say you didn't summarize that correctly. So that's why the minutes are sent to town council for approval before they're final. And they're never final until they're approved. And I think actually summarizing things is a good kind of bias. What you're looking for is the main point. And I enjoyed doing that when I was taking minutes. I enjoyed cutting through the verbiage and finding what I thought was the main point. And I think that's a fun skill to use. And if it turns out that you guys did know that was not the main point, you say so.
Yeah. Okay, I see Judith and Rob. I'm sorry, Judith and then Rob.
I'm sorry.
I think reinventing the wheel is not necessary. Flora sent in a set of notes on suggestions by a group that, as to how to do the essentials of note taking, and it includes all of the stuff that we normally do that's formal, like, you know, who's here, who's representing who. But they said that on decisions, it's helpful to include reasons and intentions for a decision, and the name and reason for anyone standing aside. For major items, it's also good to have main points of discussion, questions answered, range of opinions, concerns raised, and whether or not they resolve, a sense of the meaning, and any new ideas. And that might be a good starting point, is to do something that has already been established.
I was just going to thank Mo for clarifying what you just said, which I think is an excellent lead into this, and consider that we are making a big change here. It's not going to be perfect, but I think we will get to the desirable end by compromise and agreement, and that's what we do.
Can I make a suggestion, since Dennis is kind of organizing the reps, that he put it maybe put on the list that you, one of your things you discuss is how you want minutes, that you could take this information if there's anything that needs more tweaking?
Well, I think all the members of the community just gave us all their input. I'm going to do whatever the members tell me, or I was thinking.
Right, but Judith just gave some additional stuff. Yeah. This is an ongoing tweaking, I would assume.
I just wanted to add that, again, in Jasmine's position, this is pretty much a split vote. Like, we had three groups say, buy the book, very, very, very brief, and we had four groups say, well, in the middle, put more flesh on it. So, you know, she's still a bit, it's still a difficult guideline.
Well, if Jasmine's adding all of the things that Judith is talking about, which, you know, seem like good information, that might be making up more content for what you... I'm just talking to you, Jasmine. You'll get away with this. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I guess we have to figure out, just kind of play with it or something. I don't know. What do you think, being the person that's doing it?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I get to speak? Okay, great. This is why I wanted to start, because I have answers to a lot of these questions, and I have more specific questions. So is it okay for me to give...
Well, I want your input, actually, because you're doing it.
I kind of thought that if somebody proposed it, I mean, technically Mike proposed it, but if somebody's name is on it, they should get to go first, but I guess that's not the case.
Well, I think perhaps we could have asked for clarifying questions from you. That maybe would have been a helpful thing.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. So as the minutes taker for town council since January 2020, I've developed a collaborative process for creating and reviewing the minutes. Initially, I accepted virtually all edits, but after a disagreement in April 2022, I established guidelines that changes must be accurate to the recording and individuals can only edit their own comments. These guidelines have been well received. There's ongoing discussion in our community about the content of the town council minutes. Traditionally, our minutes have been more detailed than standard minutes, encompassing discussions and follow-ups, and are more akin to what we call the proceedings. The official minutes, known to others as actions and decisions, are concise, including basic information like start and end times and quorum presence. Feedback on the format of the minutes varies widely among members. Some prefer professional by the book minutes, while others favor a more detailed account, including discussions, names, and quotes. And this is all based on feedback I've received up until this point, which has been a lot, actually. There's also a call for brevity. A common suggestion is to have a separate supplemental document providing additional context to the actions and decisions. The agenda item today focuses on gathering feedback from Town Council and MLC members on the desired content of our minutes going forward. I need specific feedback to draft a proposal with guidelines for next month's meeting, where we'll vote on these guidelines. After today's meeting, I'll prepare a revised version of the October 2023 minutes, reflecting the preferred content to serve as a basis for our discussion and the preliminary guidelines we'll consider tonight. In your feedback, please consider what specific information should be included or excluded in our minutes. This is to kind of cut through all the confusion of like, oh, add this, but not too much, just a little bit here, more here. I'd like to start from the basics and say, okay, do we want group feedback? Do we want discussion summaries, naming individuals, direct quotes, group concerns, formatting, or timestamps? Because these are all things that people have come to me and said, we want or don't want these things. So I need an official vote on a future proposal.
Okay, cool. So you're happy with the feedback you got?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear what you said.
Oh, I just asked her if she was happy with the feedback that she got tonight. Well, no, I mean, do you feel like you got a good feedback? No?
I really don't.
Well, those lists of stuff that you just said, can we, like, do that list and then the groups can say, like, actually do the yay or nay for each item?
So we didn't have that for our group meetings.
And the actions and decisions, so I'm kind of like, I'm sorry, Lucia, maybe I'll let you go ahead.
I thought I heard pretty clearly from all the groups that we wanted them briefer. You were saying some groups
in the, well, in the middle.
I didn't hear that.
The miniskirt thing.
Everyone said they no name. Everyone said, did you get that? Everyone said.
Well,
I didn't say that.
Right, you want names. The Far East did not say anything about the names.
No, Far East just said that we need to keep it brief, but we also have a recording. And here's my two cents on that. If we keep it brief, but there's a question as to what was said or what was decided, we always have the recording to go back to. So, you know, that's the master record of what actually happened.
Okay, I see Aaron, and then are you talking as Anthony over there?
No, I was actually just going to, I'm just asking for some clarity about one thing as a person, not as a rep, a member, sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just, I do remember this being on the agenda for, in the October meeting, and I think we talked about some aspects of minutes in that conversation as well. And so I guess I was wondering if, like what Dennis said, if we can take what Jasmine just said and kind of write it out and get kind of more specific, give her more specific feedback, because I think our group talked about the names in October.
Okay. Say Lucia.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish what I was trying to say, is that I thought there was agreement, much more agreement among the groups than you did when you summarized it. That's not what I heard.
So I heard no group wants transcriptions. No group wants
anything like that.
Right, but the majority of groups want like what Mo used to do, where it would say this group voted and it had the actual.
All the votes were required by HOA.
Yeah, but not just say, but remember when Mo used to take minutes? It would be fleshed out. You would have like a summary of each discussion. And it would say, you know, Heights feedback on this item was this, and Wild West feedback was like this. You know, like what I don't have it with me, but
I could see saying, I mean, it's a lot. Often the group comments are similar for at least two or three things, and then maybe there's an additional item or a comment that's brought up by one of the groups. So you could say all the groups you know, believe
okay.
that.
Oh,
blah,
I have an example
blah.
For you. So
rather than
but,
each group repeating.
No. But like, you know, you would left a suggestion on the October minutes to include the suggestions for how to do the fire rescue going forward. So those suggestions were given at town council. If you included those in the minutes and those same suggestions and feedback for every item, you would then have a more fleshed out minutes. And that's what I've heard the majority of groups saying.
But not more fleshed out than what we have now.
More fleshed out than the by the book October minutes that we have, right? The ones.
Oh,
the,
yes, I
yes,
understand.
That's
okay,
what I'm
saying. Okay, now I got it. Yeah.
We're moving on to a lot of time on this, which
yes,
is fine. It's important. But just being clear, I see Scott and then Jeff. Maybe you want to hear Jasmine first?
Sure. Oh, okay. I just wanted to address the issue about being brief. Actually, I used to be a lot more brief. I didn't get to go into it, but in January 2020, I had minutes, and they were like maybe 5 or 6 pages. But the issue is that every single month, I would not include things because, to me, my bias, they didn't seem relevant, didn't seem important. And then somebody else would add them back. And so at subsequent meetings, I would say, okay, clearly there is more that's important. I need to add more so that I don't have to sit here for hours and go through people's edits and check the recording against every single one. So it's really, it's...
We need to seriously reduce the labor involvement.
So that's why they become as long as they have. It's not my desire. There are lots of things I would take out personally, but if I take them out, people add them back in.
So given that there's so much on this particular topic, is there some way that we can dig in? I mean, I don't know that we're done here or how much longer we want to spend. We could come back after we've done the rest of the items and see if we want to spend some more time on this tonight. We can try to do some other good ideas for...
Tina's trying to...
Well, okay.
Tina has the question.
Okay.
So why don't we do what was suggested earlier, which is take as a start Jasmine's sheet that she sent to group reps today and do something with that with groups just to help and maybe preface it with some of Jazz's comments about, you know, this onerous work of taking out, putting in, you know, we need to have some sort of just firm guidelines. This is what you get, you know, and group reps are going to have to discipline themselves to go to that audio and not want to see everything written down. But just start with Jazz's set of questions she put out today and start to get a handle on it that way. We're not going to heal this in one meeting.
No.
This is something that we're going to have to do some to-ing and fro-ing with over some time to get exactly what will work, I think.
All right. I think Scott had a...
Okay, just one quick last thing. Just when we do get that additional bit of feedback, I feel like we do need more clarity on brief but not too long because, again, a lot of the fluff comes from reps who do... They're like, oh, add this. So is it now Jasmine's job to say... Yeah, that's not important enough, and that we need to have clear guidelines of what goes in there, so she can say it fits this, it doesn't fit that. We can't have her policing what is important or not.
So what I'm hearing is that there's going to be a better document that you're going to supervise that will be going out for the January meeting for people to discuss and make some decisions about. Is that where we...
Yeah, I can write a proposal.
Yeah.
Let me just address that real quick. I think she does have that right. She can say, no, if people want to hear that, it's in the recording.
Mm-hmm.
This is I'm making the minutes, this is what the length I want to make them, and this is what I feel is important, and this is what I'm putting in, and this is what reps are going to vote on. And
well, actually, yeah, what she would say is this is what the reps,
yeah,
this is what the community voted.
Yeah.
And this
so
is what it's going to be.
Let's
yeah.
not crosstalk here if we can
sorry.
Avoid it.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry.
I was just saying that she does have that authority.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Are there any other comments? Okay, I'm seeing comments.
I'd just say that if the minutes are concise and leave something out, and it's an issue that's important to a member, the AC is there, and the member should present that issue to the community and get a discussion going about it. That is our journal of record. it doesn't have to be in the minutes for it to be on the table for folks to understand that this is something that we ought to be thinking about.
And minute taking is a very precise skill. Like that precise, I mean, it's something that you develop over decades and get really good at. And I mean, it's going to take some time working with this group to hit the sweet spot, I would think.
Well, you're doing fucking amazing. So yeah. Keep it up.
Yes. So we have a plan? Yes? We can move on from this then? Are you good? Mm-hmm. I apologize about not asking for clarifying questions at the beginning. So on this next item, which has my name attached to it, I entertain questions about it, if you have any, about what we're actually talking about. You would attach guidelines, which I realized as I agreed with Karen, that she, because she's kind of been wanting me to test in, see how we're doing, that I didn't actually go back and really reread them and realize we've already tweaked a bunch of things. I think I'm not really calling for exact time on stuff, but just keeping us aware of that. So there's already changes. Anyway, anybody have any questions? All right, so then I'm going to start with, let's see, we started with Scott, so I'm starting with Anthony. Has anything to say about the facilitation guidelines? Aaron? Can she hear me? Does Anthony have anything?
Can you hear? They can't. You can't hear him talking on through his video?
We had been, but we don't now.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
So talk more. Can we turn this up?
Just talk.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just
we got him there.
Trying to deal with the technology. All right. Okay. So we're happy with the way it is. But we just think that it's a little tough. To have allocations for
Exigent
item.
Oh, the time allocation.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Can you hear him now?
Yes. So we think that it is, it's tough to have time allocations for each item. They're nearly impossible to anticipate, you know, which item is going to be discussed longer or shorter. But, you know, it's just nice to have an overall general feeling of trying to move things along and just trying to encourage, just trying to move on to the next item. And then also that if we needed extra volunteers for stand-ins, Aaron and Ed have also volunteered.
Okay. She's volunteered to be a facilitator.
Facilitators, yes.
Yeah. Dave?
The majority had positive things to say about the facilitation guidelines. There was only one call out. Oh, and there was a thank you, an appreciation to Jan, and a hope that others will join her team. There was a concern about the way it's physically set up in the multiple rings, basically having the TC reps in the inner circle and everyone else in outside. Has that been considered as being either exclusive, or what the emotional impact is on other people? But outside of that, that's what we've got.
Tina?
We like Jan's facilitation, and I personally like it a lot, and we have no volunteers to facilitate in our group.
Dennis?
We didn't discuss this widely, actually. I'm just being honest with you. I read over it, and I was like, okay, well, this is great. I think it's fantastic to have procedures set up around all these different things that we do, so that way we all know what to expect. So thank you for doing it, first of all, and for putting this together.
I forgot who I started with here.
I'll speak.
Okay. It seems like I haven't gotten to you yet.
I personally liked your facilitation a lot, and I thought the guidelines were really good. And just to comment back to what Dave said, but someone in his group said, But if the people in this circle are representing 8, 10, 12 people, and the people on the bench are representing themselves. So it's really makes more sense for us to be able to speak to each other. And it can get really to be a long meeting if you have three or four other people just chiming in whenever they want. So I think this is good. I like this.
NWK is in favor. I was lightly advised I'll probably be doing this for a very long time, so I like it, so that works out.
Great. So the Space Cadets are in support of the guidelines and appreciate Jan for putting this together. We had a couple suggestions just on the guidelines. One person suggested non-rep MLC members should be able to speak on each issue one time and keep it brief and non-repetitive of previous remarks. They also suggested that only reps should participate in the meeting evaluation. We also had another person, we had a person who thought that it would be more inclusive if we had our members in, you know, our members are sovereign, they should be in the center of the decision-making circle, so let's bring them in here. I notice on item 6, we didn't designate how voting on administrative items is, so I think that would be nice to clarify how that differs from old versus new business. And we didn't have any volunteers.
So I'm thinking it sounds like we're, I'm sorry?
I just have a question. Yeah. And I don't know if this is your protocol or somebody else's, but my understanding of the reason that agendas are posted with the notice of the meeting is because it's an announcement to the members that these are the only items that are being discussed for business, and that to go outside the posted agenda is not allowed. So maybe we could look into that.
You're talking about the items at the very beginning, which where it says agenda changes and additions. So
well,
you're
that,
questioning
that,
and putting additions there.
Yeah, that would
that
be part, but it's also, you know, what is discussed under old business, new business, and so forth. And you know, for the most part, that's what we do, but then we trail off into other things.
Well, presumably the facilitator tries to keep bringing it back to whatever is
and you
the
do
written.
A great job. This is unrelated to your program.
Okay.
I was just asking.
But one would hope that would come from the facilitator to stay on topic and suggest that if something else has come up, that it be presented as a separate proposal. So, okay. I think I've been, I'd like to just say a little bit about evaluation. I think we did evaluations the first night and it's the first two times, and I don't really need, I'm getting a lot of wonderful feedback and really appreciating that. Last time we just said, anybody have any evaluation, and did very minimal. So I'm not totally attached to it, but I do like people to feel that they're going to be able to speak up about things that concern them or that they really appreciated about the meeting, so that we continually work on these guidelines. Is there any other comments on this particular item? All right, let's move on to 7. There's a law firm that puts on HOA workshops for board members. Should, just as a facilitation thing, should I read this all the way through?
No.
Or
no.
You don't think it's okay.
We've all
so, okay. So, so the question is to discuss or decide or discuss, and I think I am at. Pardon? Oh, I forgot to start. I forgot to ever start with these people over here. Sorry. How about Anthony?
That's okay.
Whoops.
So Far East is 100% in favor of this idea.
Tina?
We have several shuttle group members who are interested in attending. Decision was yes.
Dennis?
Can I go last on this?
Okay. Lucia?
We also had several group members who were interested in attending and 100% in favor of this. And one person commented, we should wait to pay for this and have it until we have a coordinator. Thinking that it would be good for them to
do that. For them to do that too. Josh?
NWK is in favor. I actually attended a class a lot like what it sounds like this one is back in 2000. I'm sure a few things were different now, but it was very, very helpful the first time I ever stepped into this ring, so I'm very, very in favor personally.
Yeah, the space cadets all love the idea. I think it's absolutely useful and necessary. One member did suggest we could consider purchasing an online course that would cost less, maybe around $100, and just complete it together at the CC.
$150.
We did have other folks that thought it would be helpful to have in person. So we do all support the $500 concept. Just had that additional thought.
Anthony?
In general, our group was in favor of it. I'm in favor of taking the course, and we think that it would be helpful to many different layers of our governance to also be involved. The only kind of suggestion was that possibly we should wait until, January, February, maybe later, until we actually have a coordinator. It can all be done at once.
So imagine
it
was a no? Is that right?
Sure.
Imagine it was a no?
No.
Imaginary is a yes.
The timing was the question. Okay.
We are in favor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other rep comments?
So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I will. As y'all remember, I made a request for education in the last meeting and thought greatly about that after that meeting because I'm going through it right now. So, and I told Kelly, I was sad that I wish that she had been able to be there. We could have gotten together and collaborated, but we weren't. I went ahead and did a formal proposal in this guideline format. And basically what I was thinking about is, well, first of all, money in any decision that has to do with money is I'm very aware of it because I'm also on financial planning committee, and this money that is in our investment account, and I kept asking this question, I haven't gotten my answer yet, but that money that is produced each year subsidizes our dues. In other words, just as a rough example, and I don't have the number, but let's just say that $300,000, let's just say that it earns 8%. Okay, that's $24,000. That's $228 per person per year that those funds are paying for us. So whenever something is coming up around, let's take from the investment account, and I know that there's designated spending from the investment account, but one of the things that's going to come up later here may cost $10,000 or $15,000 or $25,000 or $30,000, and that's probably going to come from the investment account and or a special assessment that we're going to have to do on ourselves. So if we're going to spend money, I want to make sure that we're getting something out of it more than the class, which will certainly be beneficial. And one of the things that I'm going to personally do, regardless of any decision made here tonight, is I'm going to take a board member certification course and become certified as a board member for a homeowners association. That'll be my first step in education. And then also, after I complete that, and I'm thinking probably in February or March, I'm going to go through the CAM class, which is the pre-licensing class. I'm probably going to get licensed. Anyways, the reason I'm bringing this all up is because for us to do at-home courses and get certified, every person receive a certification, if we did it with Florida CAM schools, that'd be $63 per person times 14 is what I'm counting. And now with Far East, I think we're going to need to count 15 people. So that's one possibility of how we could get the education, okay? And people would be certified. It's a four-hour course. The provider is a licensed state provider of education. And the second option that she can do is she can come here physically and give the course on like a Saturday, do it at from 10 to 12, take a 30-minute lunch, and then go from 12:30 to 2:30. And all of our reps and alternates would all get certified in that. If a rep or an alternate was not able to be certified, was not able to attend, then they would have the at-home version. They would have that as a substitute, if you will. And that is kind of expensive. But before I say what it is, this is my idea. The CAM course, the board certification course, I'm buying that. Okay, so if nobody else wants to spend any other money or the community doesn't want to spend money on it, people could use what I get because it's a book. It's like a book that you do it at home. And then the CAM course, I can go through that in a public forum, like we could go over the damn course together as far as I'm concerned, because I'm just putting it out there for people to have options. So
you're presenting options that are less expensive. That's your
sort of. One of them would be less expensive. My proposal is actually that I want to come up with sponsors to pay for it, because I don't want to take it out of the.
Could we convince you to perhaps write a proposal and let's take a
look? Well, I've got it. I've got one, but I didn't have time to do all of this before tonight. Okay. But I wanted to mention all of these things because. You know, it's actually the first step is that we would all read all of the documents and come up with any questions that we have. We would all read Chapter 720 and the recent update to the statute, and then we'd cultivate questions, and then we have a Council of Elders meeting. This is in addition to this woman or, you know, anyone providing.
Correct. But what you're doing is... We're trying to make a discuss decide about what Kelly's offering, and I think we've strayed a little bit away. I love where you're going, but maybe that needs to be something separate we talk about.
Well, I'm mentioning it because the spend on the money is what I'm trying to achieve, what Kelly desires and what we all desire, I believe, without having to take money out of our investment account. And also that we could have a certificate that we have passed a course, you know, and become legitimate certified board members in exchange for, you know, sitting through this class, whatever that looks like.
So given that there now we have two different, a proposal that's different from this proposal, is this something that the reps who are going to be sitting down will want to hammer out and choose between these items, or do you want to spend more time on trying to hear fully on this? And
I'd like to focus on the proposal that Kelly had put in front of us.
Okay, and Tina?
Me too. We are focusing right now on just this item that Kelly has put forth.
I think what I was hearing from Dennis is an alternative proposal.
I know, but that's not what this is.
Right, okay.
We're voting on what Kelly has put forward.
Okay. So.
And that's not to say that Dennis has a bad idea. I'm actually in favor of what Dennis is. But we just need a...
Yeah.
I just want to...
Okay, this is getting kind of confusing because what I'm hearing as from a facilitating standpoint is... an alternative that is once you voted on spending this money, this alternative isn't going to be considered. So I'm just right because you've already made a decision. So if it seems like now that one rep has presented an alternative, we might want to check with the reps as to whether they want to look at both options or whether you want to vote specifically on what Kelly's got straight up. And we do have other comments and questions. So. Can I go through now and get people to, reps to say whether they want to entertain looking at both of these proposals together, whether we're just going to go straight ahead and vote on the
I have a clarifying question. It says $500. Is that per person or everybody?
It's a period. Okay. 500 flat fee.
Okay. So I'm coming around.
I liked the idea that we wait until we get a coordinator before we do this. So I think that's sufficient time that we could look at Dennis's proposal.
All right.
I'm still in favor of doing this. I may be also in favor of the other proposal that I didn't see.
Yeah, I feel similarly. My group voted and talked about this, so I think we're all in support. Maybe we could go ahead and vote for this tonight, and if we did have an alternative proposal that would nullify this, I'm not sure, but this is what we kind of discussed, decided on, so.
So I'm looking to Anthony speaking about this dilemma here a little bit. Does he have, no, he's, I don't see anything there. Dave?
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about, again, let's just keep it to the HOA proposal that Kelly put forth, because that's what's in front of us right now.
Okay. Did you hear Anthony?
Well, I think Anthony is trying to speak, okay. I believe.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought Aaron nixed it. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
All I was going to say is, kind of lost my train of thought at this point. We're in favor.
All right.
In favor of
attending the workshop.
Yeah, we're in favor of it as it is. I mean, it's hard for me to discuss something that I haven't seen to this point. And so I seem intrigued by what Dennis was talking about and would like to see more information.
Okay. Tina, did you have anything besides trying to...
Like everyone, I mean, if it's a good idea, that's wonderful. And it needs to be written up as a proposal or whatever and presented to town council. One of the things that makes town council run so very long is bringing new issues in during the meeting, and then we end up going down a rabbit hole. So, we're voting on the one for Kelly, and if another one wants to be floated, that's fine. But, yeah, I'd like to keep the main thing the main thing.
Okay. I think we... I've got some comments over on the bench here. No.
I don't know if it's going to be approved or not, but I just want to urge Kelly particularly that there be a translation between what an HOA attorney might say to us with no knowledge of how this community operates. That's my only concern. We are always translating from the law to MLC. They have a board that's elected. We have a board that now is elected, but is representative of our membership. This is very, very different. So I'm just saying we can sit through a whole meeting and listen to people talk about what HOAs do and never really apply to us. So just my concern.
Okay, I've got...
Maybe Mo would have a comment.
I have here and then here and then Mo.
Well, it seems like to me, what I get from this is that we want some training, we want some understanding, we want some time together to talk about what we do and how we make decisions. So, I mean, we could certainly say, as a discuss, that we like this, we want this training, but is this exactly how we want to do it? I mean, if one group says, well, let's wait a little bit, then doesn't it come back next time? So if Dennis said no, I have an alternative, then it doesn't pass unanimously and we buy time. As opposed to what I don't like to see is town council feel like they have to make a decision. You make a decision and then the next time it has to be rescinded or something. And it looks like town council doesn't have its shit together, which isn't really true. It's just that it's complicated. So rather than vote yes on this to support Kelly's decision and then flip-flop and say, oh,
I have a question on that.
We have
a question on that.
Oh, okay.
So my question is, if we take the time to put forth a proposal that makes it onto the agenda, the groups get together, talk about the agenda items, We make our way all the way up to the town council meeting, and we're talking about that agenda item. Why are we considering additional last-minute introductions to intervene or circumvent with these decision-making processes? In my opinion, that is, that's not how it should work. You know, if
I mentioned,
I just want to clarify: when you have your meeting, so the Wild West voted yes or no for this proposal.
I told them that I was looking at an alternative way to provide education that would not be a cost to the community, and they said that they would be in favor of me doing that so we could save money for the...
So your group voted no on this proposal?
Correct. Okay, because I proposed this, and I did reach out to Kelly and let her know that I was proposing an alternative recommendation, but she... was not able to get together with me before now.
I want to point out like how much this is. So all you had to do really was just say no, and then this automatically comes back. This automatically
Well, that's
pass.
My fault.
And so to me, this whole new proposal coming out, this is what Rob was suggesting about we don't want to put things that the community doesn't know we're going to be talking about. Only your group knew we were going to be talking about this. So anyway, we already have...
Well, it's a workshop for HOAs.
So Dennis, you're a no then. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's
about
like
this specific way to spend the money and what we would get for it, not against the education.
Let me just clarify. So like with a new proposal, if it's not unanimous, it doesn't pass the first go around, it comes back again. But a few years ago we also made the decision for administrative items. So if administrative items do not pass unanimously, they also come back again. So as soon as your group voted no on this, this automatically will come back in January. So then, you have opportunity to work with Kelly.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'll be able to get together with Kelly and stuff like that, too.
Correct.
So that'll be great.
So then that simplifies the meeting.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I probably should have, as facilitator, remembered that that was part of the process here, and we could have slowed this down, this extra moment. Anyway, this is coming back next meeting. Is this correct?
Yes.
All right, so the next number 8 is taken out as MLC is not eligible for that tax exemption. Number 9 we've already done.
Woo-hoo.
Number 10, TC will consider Helen Torch's request to rent out a room in her house. I started with Dave, so I'm starting with Tina.
Shuttle discussed. We're comfortable with this as long as it's not... It is a long-term renter and not Airbnb, and I think that's the case. And our decision was yes.
Dennis?
The decision, 6 yeses with the comment of a person should not have to ask to rent a room in their house. And so... Yeah.
Yes.
And the BK is in favor.
Space Cadets was all in favor, and similar, we thought that it was none of our business to regulate a rental that's just for a room in a house.
Anthony?
Go.
I guess we heard it?
Yes. No.
That's a yes. Yes?
Okay. He's not speaking. No, he's not saying anything.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
We're in favor.
Okay. Dave?
In favor.
Okay. Is there any further discussion here? Discussion up there?
I'm going to object very strongly to the idea that somebody has to ask permission to have somebody come live with them. It's in their home for their own purposes, and I don't think we have any business telling people what they can do in their own home. It's not like a separate structure.
Certainly, people can have a proposal to change whatever the...
What happened to change the CNR?
I think there's a group of people that are interested in doing that. All right. We'll see about it later.
Okay, so any other comments? Are we good to go on?
Oh, can I comment?
Oh, yes.
I just hope people will welcome people into their homes that are going to be good for the community.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, so... Anybody else? So we good to go on to 11. Organizers of the Holiday Art Affair request formal approval for the event from TC. We start with Dennis.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
Lucia.
Yes.
NWK is yes.
All in favor?
Okay. Anthony?
Now.
Approved.
Dave?
We approve, but the comment is, can we have any kind of announcements on social media happen after the official approval?
Did people understand?
Dave, can you say that last part again? We couldn't hear you.
Yes, sir. So we are approving, but the comment is, can we please not have any kind of advertising about it until after it gets approved?
So was there advertising about it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Dennis?
Yeah, I already.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You were the first. All right. Any other comments?
Yeah.
What? Oh, Tina, sorry. No, she just said yes. Okay,
yes.
Got it. All right. So any other comments from the over on the side, over here, on the right? No? Okay, I think we're good. We're ready to. Does anybody have a staff report or project reports they want to take a look at?
I wanted to make a comment about the finance report, which was that in our current five-year plan, we talked about looking at the budget at the end of the year and seeing if there was possible to do any reconciliation. And we have some budget line items that are over budget and some that are way under. And I think our next proposal is going to address some of that. But roads are way under, community centers over, it's over every year. And a stewardship has spent $58 of $1,800 that was in the budget. And just to make the comment that we need more interface between financial planning and town council. By that I mean, we don't ever look or talk about the budget or money during the year, and we should be done.
Okay. Any other comments on reports?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm hearing conflicting reports, and I'd like to go to the person that knows this because it's a rather serious problem if it exists. Was our funding transferred to your personal account or not?
No, in the sense, and yes. When I opened my personal account after TD Ameritrade moved to Schwab, they had put the MLC account in the summary with all of my accounts with one email login. And I called and got them to move it, so now my account has two logins. But never was I able to spend that money or move that money at all.
It was in a separate account.
Yes. No, it wasn't in a. It was in a separate account. We have two IRAs and a joint tenants account, and then the MLC account. But no one else had any access to it but me. And also our ability to transfer money was.
Yeah,
so this really is not the treasurer's report. So it can you.
Yeah, this
is
just one of the questions. I think that's good for
the.
Okay.
Because I keep hearing people saying that happened.
I'll send an email that corrected that to everyone in our group.
Okay,
probably.
Well, I need to stay on task.
Many people saying that happened. It's
tell them they're wrong.
This was not part of the treasurer's report. I think it's fine that you've clarified it.
it was a financial planning question.
Done.
Okay. Is there anything more that needs to be said about that? Anybody want to stand and shake just for a second before we go on now to old business? We have.
Boy, I'm so grateful to be neighbors with all of y'all.
Woo!
sorry, Jan, our group had a comment about the coordinators in response to the coordinators.
Somebody had a comment. I'm sorry, over there?
Sorry, hold on. We just had a comment about the, in response to the coordinator's report.
Okay.
The 13?
Yeah, 13.
Did you? Yes.
So our group just wanted to thank Karen for all of her hard work.
Okay.
Thank you. Woo!
Good. Thank you. Thank you
for that. Thanks for caring, Karen.
Yes.
That's the answer.
Okay. Ready to look at... so we now have about 45 more minutes, technically. So
seriously?
Well, the way for the minimum amounts that have been assigned to each of these things. So if people will try to be brief and to the point, that will be helpful. Okay. So old business feminist flag proposal. Discuss, decide, and we start with Lucia.
Okay. We support women. We're sick of flags. So we support the flag. But and somewhere in this proposal, apparently it said no, wait a minute, that this is the last flag ever.
I should have asked for clarifying questions.
Someone said there should be no, okay, we can't prohibit people from bringing forward proposals for flags.
I'm sorry, I keep forgetting to ask for clarifying questions. Did anybody have questions of Rose to clarify? Okay. So you've spoken for your group?
We're in favor, but okay. They made that one comment.
Well, could I make a comment, though?
Okay.
Because it might not have been real clear. I never wanted a flag in here in the first place. I was hoping that I made that clear, that I felt like anything that we put up is just exclusionary. There are so many issues that we support. So I was prepared to submit a proposal like every month for Hispanic, you know, Heritage Month, for Native American, you know, to try to make the point that, is that really what we want? How about something outside that's inclusive? So I was just saying in my proposal that I'm not going to do that, and I can't imagine too many other people in the community were going to do that. But
okay, Josh?
Well, if it was a believed-in flag, we would be in favor in NWK. But if it's just to build up to we don't need flags, we already, I think, know that one, so we're in favor of that as well.
So the space cadets remain opposed for all the reasons we mentioned in the previous meetings. We prefer no flags at all, just something simple like a hand-painted sign above the entryway that says all are welcome here.
Anthony?
Okay. I do personally like that addition that Scott said, like a sign that says all are welcome. But in general, our group is against another flag. The only real feedback that we had on the flags are that maybe we should get the flag that we have up currently correct and hang it in the right direction. It's like backwards and upside down. The tax showing.
Okay. Dave, your first comic relief. Good job.
Imagine who's
a
no? Is that right?
I'm sorry.
No, they were yes.
Wait. I'm sorry. We lost what your vote was.
Vote again. Tell them to vote again.
Without all the jokes or just the
vote?
We are against the flag.
Okay, Dave.
Majority is against, and same point that Alicia brought up. You can't propose something that will just definitively say you can't make a decision going forward.
Tina?
Double yes.
Okay. Dennis?
Kind of like people aren't really crazy about flags. There's the sealed feeling we could do a one-year trial. So there was one no vote. The rest of them were pretty much like kind of on flags.
Was that tepid yet?
Yes. It's fine. It's fine to do it in like maybe the a 1 year trial, or you know, see how it looks in a year or something like that. Okay. I still love the idea of a digital deal because you can rotate however many flags you want, so long as it's not political. It's all about. I think it was human rights related. Was what my group was wanting for it to stay centered around.
So your group is a yes, maybe.
Yes,
really
ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So any other
comments? I was going to say that passes.
Any other comments in the rep group? Comments on the outside here? I see Mo and then Junko. Yeah.
I'd just like to say that this takes care of the DeSantis trifecta. That is the main groups that DeSantis, and this is what originally this came from Davey in reaction to DeSantis, gay people. Gay people, black people, women. That's the DeSantis trifecta. I don't propose any more plans, but I'm glad we got all three.
Check out.
In the Wild West group, what I remember was lots of people didn't vote.
Yeah, right.
So didn't vote doesn't mean yes, right?
Well, it was there was basically a... Oh, wait, it's on the flight. Sorry. There was one no, and then there was a, we can do it on a 1 year basis. So I didn't vote. So yeah, I basically have those two things, so I guess they would cancel each other out, technically.
It's on you. If you could vote now.
Mm-hmm.
And you vote, you'll tie.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Okay.
So with the 1 year trial.
Yes, correct.
There were two no's, is that right?
So it's three yeses, three no's, and Wild West is a tiebreaker, and it's a very tepid tiebreaker, and we don't even have consensus on whether or not it's a tiebreaker.
What do you say?
I don't know.
We didn't vote.
In a lot of ways, it's complicity, though. I mean,
yeah.
It's like,
so he would abstain, and then it would not pass.
Yeah, then right. It would not pass, and then so that's just whether you say yes or whether you say I'm abstaining.
All right, you're practicing, yes or no?
Okay, you let me decide?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay. There are comments.
So that does not pass.
Not pass. All right. New business. New Year's Eve coming up. Do we need any discussion about this?
Just a question of please post the information at the kiosk whenever it's available.
So, let's see that. We started with Lucia, so Josh, you got any comments?
No insights, no volunteers yet.
Okay, Scott?
Just thank you, Kelly.
Anthony?
Oh.
Anthony?
Okay, go.
The only feedback I have is that Ed has volunteered for outside cleanup.
Okay. Dave?
Let's see. We've got a few volunteers for helping out cleanup. We did have one comment about live bands being too loud and recorded music being acceptable loudness.
Tina?
Shuttle, thanks, Kelly, for organizing. And Rose is going to volunteer in some capacity.
Okay.
Can I say what I didn't say? There was a recommendation that maybe we can do a potluck for this so that there's not one person that's involved in making all the food. And then also there was a, hey, what if we do karaoke and have play music rather than hire a band to save money? There's my turn to save money right now. So anyway, so I didn't, that's it. Potluck and music.
Okay. Any other comments in here? Comments upon the bench? Okay. Do you have what you need, Karen?
Yeah.
Do you have what you need? Okay. So on to number two, new business, request for $3,000 for the project fund. We'll start with Scott.
So the space cadets were split with a slight majority voting against the additional funds. Those against said they thought that the $10,000 was supposed to last for the whole year, that if there's not enough money left for Thanksgiving New Year, then we need to scale those events back and collect donations.
Okay. Anthony?
Wow.
All right, so we really appreciate all the events that we've had so far. But a majority of 10 votes were against, and then one was for, and I don't want to call him out because it was me.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, Dave?
Yes, you said it. There's one more thing to hear.
Okay.
Read the next part.
Is... I don't have to change. We have, so apparently there are some outstanding receipts that need to be reimbursed at this point, and we would like to see those taken care of first.
Dave?
71% in favor, 29% against, strongly against.
So
that's a majority in favor.
Yes.
Okay. Kina?
Shuttle pointed out that this is the third more funds, and Paul commented at the last meeting that he's unwilling to collect money, but there may be persons who are willing, well, there are persons willing to contribute, even in our group, and someone else could collect the money. No reports or receipts have been submitted per the proposal. I'm not sure if that's true, but that was said, and our decision was no. Based on that.
Dennis?
So six votes for no. And the leftover money thing, I'd like to for us to figure that out and come together, whoever can come together, so we can get reimbursed whoever put money out. And I just want to state that I know that Davey Brightville said that there was... quite a bit of expenses that he covered that he was going to sponsor so that he's not expecting to be repaid over and above the $700 that we currently need to figure out. But also, my gosh, man, thank you so much. Not just for taking the money, but for showing up and setting up and cooking and breaking down and cleaning up. But thanks for taking care of all that money all those years. And like, I mean, my goodness, man. And I think it's time for that torch to get passed. And I'm one of the people who would be willing to step up to that. And I would do what Daryl referred to about the shoebox accounting, that whatever money I get is going to go into a box, and that's where it'll stay until it would get whatever, disseminated or whatever. So I'm, you know, and I'm not telling you don't do it anymore. I'm just saying that I'm willing to take that responsibility, you know, if and when that's necessary.
I again neglected to have clarifying questions. I apologize about that. So
has everybody voted around?
Well, I think since I did the voting, I might as well continue around to that. And if there are clarifying questions.
I have some comments to make.
Yeah, yeah.
The voting is
sure. Okay. Alicia?
Our group said that they felt like it was very generous to begin with, and the $10,000, and that they have not seen accounting of what it was spent on, that and where did the $3,000 number come from? If some of that is to reimburse people who have receipts now, then they'd like to see that happen either by, you know, donations or some kind of way. And they were a hard no on more money.
NWK was not in favor, and man, did I push it hard.
All right, so now, are there any other reps? Comments before we get Paul. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, no, we got everybody.
No, I'm not. I was raising my hand as someone from the bench.
Okay. Let's hear from from Paul first, because I think I should have asked him from the beginning.
As far as an accounting of where the money was spent, Cassie has that information. She has sent that out. I think she sent it out to all the reps. I'm not sure of that, but if she hasn't, she can. The deal, the last, I haven't had the latest updating of accounting, but the last report that I had last at the last town council meeting, we still had, forget the exact number, it was several hundred dollars, maybe $200 to $400, something like that, left in the account. But we had over $700 in receipts that needed to be paid, and there might be even more now. All of the money that I have collected for the last 30, 40 years has gone into a bank account that's now jointly owned by myself and Kelly McGrath. The account is under the name of Performing Arts Guild. It is at the Envision Credit Union. All of the money has been funneled through that account, every penny. And I have all of the bank statements, if anybody wants to see those. I'm not going to make any reports, but if you want to see the bank statements, you can come to my house. I'll be happy to show them to you. My other, as far as paying the rest of the bills that we have to pay right now, what I would make a motion that we do is that we remove the conservation of the archives from the 50th anniversary money and put that under projects. That was about $700, as I recall, more or less. So if we do that, then there will be enough money left in the account to pay all of the remaining bills. And maybe 100 or 200 left over, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't had the latest accounting from Cassie. So that's my motion that y'all do that. Move that money from the 50th anniversary year funds into the project funds.
So that could be a proposal in January. You'd have to send that.
That's I'm making a motion on the floor here.
Yeah, I think we need to deal with this. I would propose that.
And would somebody second that motion?
I don't know if we get that this process. This is not a process. I think it's a good adjustment to a way to deal with this. Let the people that still need to be paid. That's what's coming.
I thought we were decided we were going to kind of run this meeting under Robert's rule
right.
of order.
Yeah.
Well,
making a proposal.
You make a motion, it's seconded, and you vote on it.
But proposals don't.
You have to be a member of the
groups.
Board to make a
this
motion.
This is not
a proposal. This
is
a way to pay
this
for it.
This is moving money from one account to another.
Okay. I'm not sure
So we have to move assessment money from one category to another, right?
No, no. All you have to do is the money, the $700 more or less that was paid to the people who did the archives conservation. We're going to take that out of the, instead of paying that out of the 50th anniversary, the $10,000, you're going to pay that out of the project funds. And that put that $700 back into the 50th anniversary funds, and that way there will be money still to pay our outstanding bills.
No, project funds are not in the assessment budget. Project funds have to come from a proposal. If it's coming from investment funds, it has, because there isn't any.
It's not coming from investment.
This is just budget for project.
It's not coming from an investment fund. It's coming from the project fund.
What project fund?
Wasn't this? Isn't
that's
this
a,
just reality?
Five-year project fund.
That's in the investment account.
But that money is already there. And has been approved.
No, it has to be.
I've got a clarify question here. Is this money that you're talking about reallocating money that was part of the original $10,000?
No, there's
yes.
nothing to reallocate.
What?
It's all
yes.
spent. There's nothing to reallocate.
No,
yes, it was paid out of the money for the archive restoration and conservation was paid out of the $10,000.
But it was not used. I'm not understanding the.
No, it was paid from that $10,000. Right. People spent money to conserve the archives.
Right.
And they were reimbursed out of the $10,000.
Okay.
And what I'm suggesting we put that money back into the $10,000 and pay for the archives conservation out of the project funds,
okay.
which have already been set aside.
Thank you.
Am I correct about that?
Yes.
What? What would have been set aside?
I have a question.
That he means the funds that for this year that we have allocated for projects.
Yeah,
that's what he means by set aside.
Allocating projects doesn't approve projects.
I didn't say that. I just said
you still have the proposal to spend for a project.
Aaron has a question.
Okay, go to Aaron.
I was wanting to ask the account that Paul and Kelly are managing at Envision, does that have remaining funds in it that could be used to cover these outstanding receipts that has been collected over the last 40 years?
In other words, do you have more than $10,000 or whatever? Do you have money left?
I thought the amount is $700.
I never got any of that $10,000 into that account. And all the receipts went to Cassie. She paid
for right, what I'm asking is for previous collection.
She's asking, is there any money left in that account?
There is.
Then I that's where the money should come from, to reimburse our members for outstanding receipts.
There's not enough money to pay those bills, and I'm not going to pay it out of that account. That's the bottom line.
Why is that a thing? How can you decide that if it's the money that was collected from all of us?
Because that's the party fund, and I'm not going to pay that.
But isn't the receipts from parties? Sorry, I don't agree with that.
Okay. So I see Rose.
Everybody makes a proposal.
The archived material, I mean, is there, town council can reallocate assessment money, right? I mean, could that be an administrative item that this is our history? That we're, protecting. And
I don't care where the money comes from. All I'm asking is that we do something to put some money back into the town so that we can pay our outstanding bills.
Town council has the power to reallocate assessment money. They can't just take money out of the project fund. That has to be voted on. But you can reallocate assessment
can
money.
So
move something in there and put it to into this fund. Reallocate money for the archives. It's like $787. You could take that from some.
Stop interrupting her.
Let's see. Just a second, please.
The problem with the new proposal is that then the people couldn't be paid.
Exactly,
until,
it's too long to wait.
You know, that's not right. You know, it was just one of those things. You know.
Okay.
Tina had a question.
Okay, I've got Tina after Karen, and just okay.
If I understand Aaron right, the ideal thing would be for you to pay for these outstanding bills with the party fund. Put a proposal on the January agenda to get reimbursement.
There's not enough money to pay those bills.
Well, some people will be willing to probably hold and just call it a donation for now. That's up to you. It is your responsibility as the project manager or the party for the $10,000 to make sure that you didn't go over budget. You did not succeed at that. So
town
council can't bail you out. It's very similar to when Ted Road was moved and it went over budget, and then few months later, there's a proposal saying, hey, we went over budget by $1,000. Would you reimburse us? It was a proposal. It passed. But it has to be a proposal.
Okay, so Tina?
Okay, so we did the $300 check for Velma, and I will reimburse that myself. Who do I make a check payable to?
I think it was $250. Not
that's MLC gave?
It was 300?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm glad to write a check for it. Who do I give it to, and what do I make it payable to?
We'll figure that out. Thank you, Tina.
So that's 300 of 700?
Who do I make it payable to? That's all I need to know.
Okay.
MLC.
And that will get routed to cover these bills that are toward them. It won't cover them completely, but that'll help.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Tina.
Okay.
Judith?
I will write a check for $100 to MLC.
Okay, so there's...
And my second comment is, I really think that people need to not be interrupting people who are speaking.
Sorry, this has been very complicated and hard. It's hard. So I'm hearing that we now have 400 of the $700.
I'll do 100.
Okay, so there's now we have 500.
200.
We're done. Okay. Thank you, all these generous
and
people here.
Might have a little bit more than that, but I'll get together with you.
Okay.
Because there was some change on that number.
So we'll give it to Cassie, right?
Give it to
Cassie.
MLC, right? MLC, and give it to Cassie.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to say on this topic?
I think we're good.
We're good to go, and thank everybody who stepped up there. That's wonderful. Yeah. Okay. So now we have the third new business: fire funding for the fire rescue and fire prevention. Do people have clarifying questions for Rob? See, I finally got it. Yeah, really. Okay, I'm seeing Josh and then Scott.
So, Rob, is this kind of like the natural evolution of the road and power lines that you started?
Yes, yeah.
It's astute.
Okay.
Very astute. Yes, it is, actually.
Thank you.
In fact, James and I are still working with the city to clear a lot of the stuff that would have been covered in that proposal. That's what we're working on. Right, bro?
Okay.
That is correct.
Scott?
I just had two quick questions. So first, is the special roads assessment project complete? And also, why is it that we haven't spent anything from the assessments road budget this year, especially if we're asking for a similar budget next year?
Do you want me to answer that? I'm sorry, the what?
One question.
So the special assessment, are we done with the special assessment
yes.
roads project?
Actually, Tina handed me the whole list of projects that were to be covered by the special assessment about 2 years ago, and including the ones that had been completed and the ones that were outstanding. We did one project on Black Creek Lane, and they actually just wanted an area cleared. They didn't want gravel or anything, so that was pretty easy to do. I called everyone, I mean, actually visited places up on Mount Everest, who had asked for a turnaround up there, which is almost impossible to do because there's no real co-op land up there. So they have rejected that. We're fixing some of that this time with the city and the crews that are working there. So we've got that worked out. Tom Jackson said we can turn any large truck around to his yard, which basically answered that question too. So there's a few things I think that James had asked for, which was the correct part of Alice Moore. He's been working on this, you know, for years by himself, so he's not asked for the money yet, but we do have gravel to cover his request.
Okay, so it is done. Great. And then just what, how come we haven't spent any of the roads budget this year?
Well, partly because we've been working on other things, partly because we don't have any tractor drivers. We've also started a new kind of way of treating the roads, which uses less gravel. But, you know, right now I don't have anybody on the truck, so.
But we're asking for the same budget next year? Are we going
to
spend
it.
That
we
next
need
year?
To work
well, we have to account for, you know, what we expect annually. To do these upgrades. You know, we've had some very heavy trucks on our road for the last almost 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, particularly on Tan Mouse and other places, the gravel layer has been pushed down into the subsystem, and now we've got mud on top of a lot of these places where we had gravel.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to correct this, but it is, and I don't know that it will take more gravel, but we have to wait till that's all done before we can start doing road work again.
Okay, any other clarifying questions to Rob?
What is the road budget for next year?
It's $3,000 for labor and $2,200, I think, for craft, for materials.
And where are we getting the labor?
Well, we set it aside so we could pay for some of our members who were, you know, trained to do road work. But those people have either gotten more busy, bigger jobs, and they just don't have the time. Now, I think we're going to start this year looking for a company that will come in and actually do a twice-a-year pull through the entire road system. But, I, you know, it's possible by the time we get that proposal written that other people will step up and do this. I just don't know.
Okay, so we're trying to stay on the fire rescue. I understand that these are tied in. Did I hear somebody over on the computer having something they were trying to say?
I apologize. I pushed the unmute button by accident.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I had a quick question for Rob. So, Rob, are you still in direct contact with the city on this? Are you the point person?
Actually, James has become more the point person. They
okay.
Yeah, all the crews now come and ask for James to get directions. So.
Okay, and because he said that there was some sort of kerfuffle, and I just wanted to make sure everything is still okay with our relationship with them.
Oh no, we're doing really well. In fact, we brought them pizza for lunch yesterday.
Okay,
No, we're doing extremely well. This has been a win-win actually for the city as well as for us. They have been very liberal about use of their equipment and time. And we have gotten thousands and thousands of dollars worth of free services from them. So we hope this will continue. He just told James today that they're going to bring their bush hog out here every year, once a year, to clear all the places that they have done this time.
Wow.
So that's huge. I mean, these. I think they have finally realized that we're nice people and they can work with us. So. Yeah.
Okay, so
this is kind of a weird budget thing that I put here, so I wanted to just explain this a little bit. The end of the year, we have had some attempts to control how our surplus funds are carried over into the next year or approved or used in other places. The road funds are basically the same. I mean, it's going to be road work that we're going to try to complete, but the timing is off. Okay, we have I don't know if you've been on Sunrise, but it's a huge difference what has been done there, but a lot of work left to do because we have left a bunch of, and I would say between 25 and 30 stumps in the ground that we think have to be dealt with before, you know, we basically tell people this is completed. So they're going to be with us on Sunrise probably for 2 weeks, given their usual workload. James thinks maybe it's 2 days or 2 weeks, but that's basically what we have to deal with. So we're going to try to get a lot of this work done while they're here. But that makes that money just sitting there in a surplus. We wanted to make sure if it was moved, that it was moved into a place where we could use it again for this kind of work. And we are going to actually, you know, this is not, somebody made the comment that we wait for one project to be over before the next one begins. Well, we need to go start doing this, and James and I will be doing this. We're going to identify places along our roads that need to be widened, not the road base, but the tree protection, the trees on either side. And we can go ahead and identify trees, get estimates for having them removed, and all the other things that people, I think, have asked for. So it's just going to take more time, but I think it's worth the effort. And, you know, as Dennis points out, we don't know how much this is going to cost, but we do have, we do have resources, and we can make decisions if we know what things cost. So we're going to do our best to try to figure that out.
Okay. So that's... It was a clarifying question, so now we're with her.
Can we have a clarifying question over here?
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a question that Anthony and I, he's asking, but we don't know the answer, I guess, is for the group feedback, looking at the proposal, what are the things that is being sought? Because there's a lot of things on here. There's, you know, it looks like eight different things to respond to. Is that what I guess maybe all of town council, is that what the reps are planning to do, respond to all of the aspects of the proposal?
If you're asking me that question...
No, I'm asking the reps.
Okay.
I'm asking
is that
the feature of the feedback you all got from your groups?
Well, can we go through and hear what people's feedback is?
Yeah.
In order, that would be our next thing. And Anthony would be the first person to give feedback. Oh, I'm getting a question
then,
from...
Then he's not ready because is... Well, that's the question then for four feedback.
Well, I won't start with him then. We'll put him at the end line. But Jasmine has a... Looks like she's trying to figure out something here.
So I'm just a little confused because on the proposal itself, it says that it's James's, but then it says Rob's on the agenda item. And
Okay.
So I'm just trying to figure out who's
responsible. It's a collaboration of James, Cassie, and Rob.
That's it.
This proposal, okay. Should we have been asking questions of you, or you're okay?
I didn't know if I was going to make it to the meeting, so Rob's a good point person.
All right, got it. So we'll start rep responses with Dave.
So 64% are against this proposal, 36% are in favor. Do I need to go through all of the points of contention?
No, but you can send them to me if you can.
Okay. One of the biggest points of contention, which is why I started off with that clarifying question, is that James specifically said the city is no longer willing to speak with you, Rob. I don't know what the deal is with that, but if that's the case, then we'll be interfacing with James.
That's not actually true.
That's what you said directly, James. Is that a joke? Please say it was a joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. There was just one manager that had issues with both of us.
I had issues with both of you.
Yes. Well, at different times, that's right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I understand the city is difficult to deal with at times, and there's a lot of egos involved. I was just concerned, and I know that the group is concerned around who are we asking to lead this up with, and if I'm going to be giving this feedback, I want to make sure I give it to the right person. So who's actually in charge of this project?
Rob started all this, but I'm working, we're working together.
So I'm gonna give you, James, my feedback, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Tina?
Yes. In Shuttle, we had a two-part discussion on this. The first part concerned the funding, and we decided this is not a capital improvement, it's not maintenance, it's catching up on our fire prevention. And so it should be treated as a project and be proposed in that manner. It should include more details on cost. That was just part of our discussion. That was this discussion. Another section of discussion concerned the timing of the proposal following closely on the utility work that has recently been done. The extent of what has already occurred has been overwhelming for some neighbors, and they would like for additional work to be delayed. That was a discussion item. In decisions concerning funding, we chose option two, which would be to use the reallocated 2023 budget monies now, and then when depleted, make a detailed proposal of additional costs to be funded by investment monies. Concerning the timing, that kind of gets rolled into the second thing. I polled all my members because we did not have consensus in the group when we met. Whether to go ahead with the proposal at this time using the reallocated 2023 budget monies, we had 11 yes and 5 no. So our group is a yes, but we did have very heartfelt knows that I really don't know what to do with this but that's what we had.
Dennis?
So the the basic response was, yet, okay, so first of all, I just want to make everybody aware, if you're not aware, this is a life safety issue. So we're all aware of that now, and the fact that there are life safety issues that are inhibiting some of our members from receiving emergency vehicle access. So I don't like doing stuff in a hurry. Like, I'm the last person that likes to do stuff in a hurry. But now that we're all aware that this needs to be done and there's people that are potentially at risk of being harmed if we don't act promptly, I think that we need to get started, and I think we should get started as soon as we can. But the part of, and this was a discussion that I was having with Rob, is it's really difficult for me to give approval to pay for something without knowing the whole amount. Now, this is my personality. In this situation, I have to get over that uncomfortability because we got people that they might not have access to emergency vehicles. And I don't know who they are or what road they're down, but I know that we need to start some way, and probably Sunrise Road is the best, or the best place to begin. And then once we're able to see the tens of thousands of dollars of tree work that James and Rob have saved us from having to do and get a count on what is left, then we'll be able to have, okay, this is how much we got left. We can use some money from special projects. We might have to do some special assessments, but we're going to have to figure out how to pull the money for this together, because it's important for everyone to have this. I think we're all in agreement with that.
Is this your group?
So it's, yes. It's so, well, yeah, well, later after more information was the answer. So it's fun with modification would be the one that it, would categorize under, because there's some modification that needs to happen from the source of some of the funding.
Your group is a yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask a clarifying question to Dennis?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I just keep hearing this all the time that somebody's lacking access, and I'm getting really concerned. Who is lacking access? And is,
well, there's multiple people.
Who are
these? Does Brian say he can't get the truck somewhere? People? Is there somewhere he says he can't currently get a fire truck?
Right. We think Sunrise. Right in front of your house.
Well, he got
the
truck.
He got the
truck. He got everywhere, but not very fast. Well,
okay. So it's a lot. It's a speed thing?
No, we did this repeatedly on Sunrise Road. Now we're finally, when you look at it now, it's completely open, which is a great thing. But we haven't done it on the other roads. So that's what part of this process is. So we can do this on Northwest Kingdom.
And from Imaginary Group, we know that it can't get all the way up to Mount Everest. We know that there's about four or five homes up there that it can't get to.
The fire trucks and ambulances.
No.
Right? It can't get out once it gets there. There's no turnaround for it to get out.
So ambulances and fire trucks can't make it to the end of Mount Everest?
Fire.
I don't have a clarifying. I just know that that's an issue too. If you were wondering if there's another, in response to what Dennis said about safety.
Okay. That's what I mentioned before. That's been taken care of. But there's lots of places where the road is, the radius of the road is too narrow for your truck to turn around. And, the chief told us, I need to get at least up to a speed to be able to hurry, okay? And we didn't, he asked for 20 miles an hour, which is ridiculously fast on our road, particularly if you have an 8-foot-wide vehicle. But so we're trying to use his standard and figure out where we might have the greatest, present the greatest difficulty for them to do their job, so. But I think we'll find this out. It's not going to take that long.
We're continuing with group rep.
Okay, so we have Rob in our group, so he was able to explain everything. And we have seen, we've walked Sunrise and all that, but people are delighted, by the way, with, I asked everybody, how do you feel about the trimming that's happened? And everybody was totally delighted and happy and said, James is a hero. And they feel like we need to continue in to do what we need to do, cut down trees, whatever we need to do, to be able to safely get emergency vehicles to all the homes and do this project that measures and makes sure that the vehicles can get to homes. And we thought if we took it, we're in favor of reallocating the road budget, and if we take money out of the investment account, it should come from the project budget, meaning this year's project budget, or next year's, whatever. In other words, not just from the investment, but seeing this as a project and taking it from the project funds.
So as NWK has at least two houses that you cannot get to by bicycle even, we are in favor of this. In fact, we've already connected with Rob, thanks for championing this, and James for actually getting me the details on what hoops we got to jump through, because we really do need this. One of the things we noticed as we were talking through this is all of us drive our cars, which are all shorter than 10 feet. None of us look up, and now that this has come up, we were like, oh, we should do this. So I want to echo Dennis's comment. It's definitely important, and we should make sure you can at least get to houses easily. So we're in favor.
Great. The majority of space cadets are in favor of option one. Fire safety and accessibility are very important, and the space cadets thank James for his diligence and hard work submitting this proposal.
Anthony? Anthony?
We can hear you. Sorry, I was muted. Go ahead.
Our group response is kind of involved, so I'm going to send it directly to James, Cassie, and Rob. Thank you.
Is that okay?
Sure. Do you have, like, an overall yes or no?
I didn't hear it. I can't.
They want to know if it's an overall yes or an overall no.
Is it? I don't know. What are we talking about?
I think that it was, I mean, Jan was there too. There was yay for fire prevention and rescue, and then feedback on funding.
Oh, okay.
So where are we? Did they hear you say that?
People want to do it. They're not sure where the money would come from.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what
to say. So no until money is clarified?
Right.
Okay.
So does that put it into a...
It puts into coming back, because there were two no votes.
All right, so that puts it into a coming back. Does anybody have any other comments that they really need to say? This late date? Sorry.
I'd like to thank Rob for figuring out... We were really worried at one point when we were realizing how much money we were going to need, and he figured out a way that it could be done. But then, right before my group meeting, we realized that the city was suddenly going to move poles. That was going to save us $10,000. And all these other things that were positive started happening. So I'm really glad that Rob helped me get this proposal together, but so we could get the conversation started. But I would, you know, personally, I'd like to... Now that things have calmed down and we see that we are going to be able to kind of limp along through December, it's fine that I'm glad this proposal happened. It was messy. We got to talk about it. But we're moving forward, and I think, you know, we'll have some other proposal that will...
We'll be visiting this one next
week.
Exactly.
We're just a funding strategy, right? What I'm hearing, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. So,
One more small policy question. Just isn't there? I'm trying to recall. Isn't there a thing about proposals over 4,000 requiring a membership vote or something like that? Don't they require a membership vote? So, I'm just trying to understand.
No, it's not really a capital improvement project, which is what requires a membership vote.
Okay.
I thought it was any use of investment funds.
No, it's not what it says. It says any capital improvement. Any development, parenthesis, capital improvement.
Well,
the exact language of the policy.
Yes.
We don't require asset replacement, but what other capital improvement is there?
You build a new community.
We don't require anything that is in the asset replacement schedule. But what other capital improvement? What is capital improvement mean to you?
Building something, making something new.
Something new.
I think this is one of those things that's kind of falling in the crack here, okay? Because people don't consider the roads to be a capital improvement, and they don't include them in their thought of an asset, even though both are true. Because you have to have. I mean, the special assessment was a capital improvement. I mean, it was definitely a vote by the members to create that. And we could go through that process, in my opinion. But I think what we really need to do, because of Dennis's comment and James's comment, that we really don't know how far this is going to go before we
how much money,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'd rather set a goal to get this completed. You know, every road, the chief is going to come out here himself and drive these roads when we get ready to start measuring. And then we'll know for sure. See, there's all these little S-curves around, long and winding. It goes up and down. And you can imagine driving it at any speed would be pretty hazardous. So we want to be able to get him to tell us what it is. Like he'd drive and say, what are those bushes over here? And I say, this Nandina. He goes, are those something we can take out?
Okay, we need to keep...
Yeah, I think we can do that. It's an invasive plant that's in a lot of things.
Speak up.
But so there's a lot of stuff we don't really know, but we can come back in January with measurements and estimates.
Okay, great. All right.
And then we can decide. I think Mo is correct. If you put the money like we did for the boardwalks into an asset replacement line, whatever it is, so that we can spend that money until this is fixed.
So this is coming next time.
Thanks very much for paying attention to this. Okay. I really appreciate it. This is a big project for us.
Let's
and
keep
take all of next year. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
You got to keep James healthy.
Thank you, James.
And Rob.
All right, so
I can save this for the end, but I don't know if... James, are you staying until the end?
How long is that?
Hard to say. We have one more.
I guess I'll use my phone tonight if you want.
Did you vote for this proposal?
I voted against it after everything that happened from the beginning.
Okay.
So are we good to move forward? This is coming back next. This is coming back, right? So do we need to spend more time on it? Because we've got some more time here for we're going to
yes, with modification.
We're reviewing the.
Oh, that's probably not correct.
Okay.
Sounds like that.
Is there a problem?
Sounds like there's a disagreement. I'm not sure.
What?
Well, I was clarifying for him. He supports it with the modification of the funding strategy, if you will.
I just
not in its current form.
But in its current form.
Not in its current form.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Okay. I want funding anyway. We'll have enough as we're going. That's all I want to achieve. And I don't know how to do that. So Rob really helped me out with that.
Are we good to go on?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the decision on that?
It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Not completely.
And not coming back until January. So we'll know a lot more then, hopefully. So that's new business 4. Please review draft 3 of Article 5 and discuss. So this would start with Tina.
I apologize. Is it okay for Anthony to give feedback so that I can leave my office?
Yes. Okay.
She does have 2 children.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
We support Article 5.
So are you leaving, and he won't be able to have the group concern? He's not going to.
We didn't.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
He can zoom in. He can call in.
Okay, but you can leave.
Yes, you do. It's the concern that Jan said. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just. Are you leaving now? Is he leaving this meeting now? Is that what you're saying?
He didn't have the notes written down, so I was texting the notes to him. So now that for that group concern, he doesn't need the notes. So he's going to zoom in.
Okay.
He's going to call. Okay.
Okay. Goodbye. Just give us the goodbye, Aaron.
Can he tell us now?
He could.
Yeah, let's do him.
Aaron. He was saying if he can do a quick group concern now.
Okay, sorry.
Because this is too hard.
All right.
For the stairs.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's my thing, so I'll talk. I'm happy to explain it.
That's it. Okay. Thank you. I apologize for all the blue up, but
all right.
I appreciate you.
All right. So.
So the support the draft.
So we were starting with Tina. What?
The measure supports the draft of Article 3 as is.
Right?
I think that's what it said.
I thought that's what it said. Is that right, Aaron?
I think they were.
Quick.
I think they're feeling that people can say out that they can send the stuff to Agnes. Tina.
One member from Shuttle would like to include some child, I guess in the terminology, include child-centered activity areas not at the CC, like clearings for a small playground, ball court, soccer area, and I assume that means away from the CC, so there are other areas for play. And I guess that means that it just be included in the list of possible reasons for clearing. Then I have four section changes, and they are sent on to Agnes. The first one is section 2A2, needs to be clarified. The concern is that the protected part of common land, not multi-use, is not adequately identified and defined to assure protection. Section 3A3, forest protectors are volunteers, and it cannot be assumed that they have the ability to volunteer their time to assist members with land management decisions in addition to reviewing and approving land management actions. So that job description needs to be more carefully evaluated and listed. Section 4B1. It says 38 inches in circumference, and it would be more clearly expressed as 12 inches in diameter. That is 38 inches in circumference, so people see that that 12 inches is the same as it's always been. And section 4B5, the policy for the CNR should include a list of invasive plants that the community agrees not to cultivate because of their invasive nature. That's it.
So, see, that was Tina. I guess, did Dave speak to this? No, he hasn't yet. Dave?
All right, so we're on the Article 5, correct?
Yeah. I mean, these could be sent directly to Agnes. Is that the case?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of what it was.
That's what Imaginary did. Do the reps need to hear or want to hear everybody's thing?
Agnes just wanted to, she's in our group, she asked us in general, did people like this draft? If people could just say whether they like this draft or not. Mm-hmm. Not particular comments of what they want changed. She wants those. But she says, what's their reaction? Because we really changed it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
86% said they were not in favor of this. 14% had no opinion.
Okay. Okay, so maybe the specifics could be sent to Agnes as to how that... what people's issues are.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so that's coming around to Dennis.
I mean, we kind of also had the understanding that we're going to communicate with Agnes directly, but the feedback that I got from people was that they desire less restrictions on people. And I noticed one thing that I don't think that is not in here that was in previously. If there are any restrictions on private landowners, I'd like to see the fire break that the forestry department puts out. I think it's 30 feet in one phase and 50 in another. Like, basically, I think it should, if there are any restrictions on private landowners, that should be one of the categories that if it's in that box, there's not a question. You're just telling somebody that it's going to be done. Because it's a fire safety thing.
Do you mean like brush or trees that are greater than 12 inches?
Well, in the previous version, I believe I have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it says something about like it referred to that forestry protocols that if those are followed, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters at all. Like, you just take it out. So, well, I mean, after the courtesy notification. And the other thing is, rather than, I feel like this is one of those rules that members keep getting mistreated over, and I would like to maybe change the sentiment or the feeling around it. Maybe if the title, we could say Protectors of Life, because the number one priority here is the humans that are living here. And second to that, you know, we need the trees to live, of course, but humans are first priority, and that we're kind to people, and that the people who are...
Stay with us.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a great soapbox.
I really appreciate it.
All right. I'm just trying to get us through here. So, I guess we're...
Everybody liked this new version in our particular group. Agnes wanted to say that there are people who have been weighing in for the first time, and she wished they would have weighed in earlier, but they are coming up with some comments and recommendations that the Article 5 group will meet to consider, so they may revise it one more time. And that she has asked for her company for permission to use an advanced SurveyMonkey software, and that the survey is likely to come out first of the year. They're going to restate the entire Article 5 and each place where there is a decision point, ask if you agree to the changes so there won't be any survey bias.
Josh?
Generally speaking, NWK is in favor. I will say we've been trying to practice this, and we may have gotten a little wild already. So it'll be a work in progress probably for a while, but we are generally in favor.
The majority of space cadets are in support of this Article 5 draft, and they believe that it's a good, simple, workable document, but they think that things like the specific stipulation about the diameter of a tree that requires permission to be removed should be in the land management policy, not in the CNR. It allows more flexibility. We did have one member who found it kind of saddening that, you know, our community is founded as a cooperative community in harmony with nature, and just that we're having... You know, that we're arguing over leaving in the 38-inch requirement when the Leon County requirement for a permit is 36 inches. I mean, are we really, you know, but so that's saddening. But the majority are in support of this draft.
Right, that was all the groups spoke to this. Anybody else?
Tina.
I thought Tina.
Oh, yeah.
Tina started. Oh, no.
Yes, she did start.
Yeah, she did. Okay. Okay. Is that it for that item? We have group concerns, and that would be starting with the... What, do you have?
I had a question.
Your question. Okay.
The last thing. So this comes up pretty often in town council, especially with Article 5 for some reason, where it's like, I'll submit my feedback to Agnes. People just say, I'll submit my feedback to Agnes or the proposal person, which I understand that part of it. But I also think it's really important that we have these discussions, you know, somewhere so that we can come back later. You know, we've been working on Article 5 for years now. It'd be good if we could look at all the feedback that's been given and get a better idea of what's happening. So maybe we can talk about that at some point. Just how do we handle just sending feedback directly instead of talking about it in groups?
That could Agnes forward it to the minutes taker as well?
Yes. Yeah. Could it be forwarded to me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that even minutes, though? Yeah.
Right.
Something to discuss.
Somebody should know this.
I think she has it, like, everybody's comments, like, in a document or something that if you ask her for it, she can share it with you.
She does.
I think I recently heard her say that.
Yeah, maybe put it in AC.
Mm-hmm. And maybe just have that attached.
Yeah, right. I'll ask her if she can start forwarding that to me. It's not in the minutes, but, I mean, it's just, it's important context.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm seeing Tina's doing something with her hands there.
I believe Preston... Was that Preston who spoke earlier about the AC being a place for things like this? This would be a place where you can make a dump of this kind of stuff into the AC. We've done that before when we've done brainstorming and stuff in general membership meetings and stuff. So that, you know, that would be a place, and then it would just be a total focus on that one particular thing.
Rather than buried in minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, ready for group concerns? Starting with Dave.
Okay, so group concerns. We have, I'll just go ahead and read this directly. In this community, when neighbors go to CRT, everyone wants to respect that and not talk about it. I get it, but in their mediation, cannot address a sitting TC member acting alone when they told an MLC volunteer to step down. Yes, there is confusion about TC's process to vote by email, which is not allowed. TC email approval of the information going to the bank didn't mean TC's approval telling Jasmine to step down as MLC secretary. I need every TC rep, alternate, and committee chair to firmly acknowledge that none of them are authorized to act alone in telling a volunteer to step down or in any other facet of MLC governance. If a member of TC tells me I can't volunteer for MLC, there had better be a very strong majority. I feel strongly that this needs to be said out loud. TC reps and committee chairs do not hold positions of power. They are positions of service.
Anything else? That's it. Let's see. I guess then it's Dennis.
So we'd like to see an appreciation event for Karen happen. And then we'd also like to do something to celebrate James and tens of thousands of dollars that he has saved our community. By extension, Rob, for coordinating things for him to take over. So, and then there was something that I thought about an idea of a donation, coordinating people who would be willing to donate to things similar to what we dealt like earlier with the overage for that money. And it's not something I want to talk about, but I was just thinking, damn, it might be a good idea to, like, have some kind of structure around that.
We've talked about that as a designated giving fund, right? Is that what we talked about?
Yeah.
We've talked about
and
that.
So that would be something where, like, if I want to put $100 in and then we wanted to pay somebody's assessments.
Yeah, for different buckets.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I brought it up.
What was said is that people, when they pay their assessments, could pay extra amount and put it into one of the categories, which would keep our assessments down, rather than the raising money for other people to pay assessments has happened on the side. But they were talking about, well, actually, it's in our approved plan that we would start a designated giving program.
Okay. So that's already happened. I just educate myself more on it.
What has concerned?
No.
Well, it exists.
I'm sorry.
Like, hypothetically.
She didn't, but now she does.
One person mentioned that they were concerned about the firehouse and if it's going to be expanded. Is it possible that it would get to be difficult coming into the community? I think they were picturing fire trucks going in and out or something, which
that's it.
Yeah, that was it.
The only real concern my group had, and it may not even be that concerning, are we still meeting January 25th, even if we don't have a coordinator?
Yes.
Were you hoping for a month off?
Well, no, because we meet on the Sunday before, so I have to be ready.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, I can address that. So, that was going to be my question when we got down to the next meeting, but because Dennis has volunteered to write the agenda, I think that we can probably... The main thing was having the agenda. And so if Dennis is going to do that, I think you guys can probably figure out how to convene a meeting.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Having a meeting.
Group from Scott?
Yeah, so we had one member that said the street sign at the corner of Tan Mouse and Alice Moore Way has become illegible and should be replaced unless someone's familiar with our roads, you know, they couldn't really find that sign. So so could we ask Leon County or whoever it is to install a new sign, and while they're at it, make sure that they have street names for both Tan Mouse and Alice Moore. And then we had another individual who was just thinking, you know, there's a lot of momentum on improving roads and access, and the fact that we haven't spent any road money yet, it seems like we should really prioritize getting our road beds up to standard so that they can go 20 miles an hour. That seems important and perhaps more of a priority before this tree canopy situation. And then, yeah, finally, on a personal note, I just wanted to thank TC for being awesome over the last 4 years. It's my last meeting, too, but Daryl will be joining y'all next time, so looking forward to that. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Dave?
Group?
What?
Oh,
I started with him. I'm sorry. I started with him. So that's that. Well,
imagine. I have two concerns.
Okay. I'm sorry. Tina?
She said we don't have any.
Okay. All right. So the imaginary concern was my concern, and I can take it off, so we don't have to worry about it. next meeting, did you just resolve that?
Yeah, so we've just resolved January 25th, the next meeting.
So we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, you're not going to do a review of the facilitation?
Oh, sorry. We were supposed to do it first. You want to do the
evaluation?
Oh, well, right. I just was making the thing ahead of that was the next meeting, which has been resolved, yes?
Yes.
All right, evaluation. I think maybe we could use a little evaluation tonight if people can be brisk, because this was, from my perspective, I might even start by saying I'm sorry that I kept messing up on asking for clarifying questions from the proposal. That really would have been helpful. I don't know. I'm off my game tonight. I don't know, so it's probably whatever that is. Or maybe I had three lucky nights and then tonight. So anyway.
You got nothing to say. I have nothing to say.
I feel like we need to get you a noisemaker because we have strong personalities here. You need to be able to, like, ah, ring a bell or something.
I was thinking, if I did something like this or if I did something like this to people, would they be good with that?
A clicker. I don't know. They're like the wrong tree.
I don't know. Thank you.
I like to see with the gavels.
That is a...
Or we could have just something you do that we all recognize when it's saying you're getting off the subject or you talk too long.
It doesn't have to be violent. We can promise to behave. I think that would work.
Okay.
Feminist flag.
Yeah, I thought overall it went okay, but I do, you know, it certainly had a little bit of things added. I also noticed there's sometimes just we're talking about serious things and folks just, they're laughing as though something is funny you know, it's just, it hurts me to see people laugh when we're talking about something serious. It feels derisive. So I've seen that in over several times, so I would like to see less of that. It feels derisive.
Yeah, actually, same thing. I feel like there was a lot of crosstalk this time, and I think the facilitator can only do so much, right? We need to all have respect for the facilitator and let her interject when she feels a need. And there is a lot of snickering and laughing. And to put my judgment on it, it's juvenile. And I think that we're better than that. We don't need to sit here like children and laugh at other people for speaking seriously and honestly and being vulnerable.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm coming around here.
Okay. This meeting was a lot long. It was long. And I support you having a gavel or something like that. I think that I know some of you are very passionate about, and you have lots of ideas, but I think it's much better if the meetings are concise and focused, and that if you speak, keep it under 2 minutes, because that's the only way the meeting keeps going.
I could talk less.
You could.
That's what my thing would be. And I want to ask, okay, so if on the administrative stuff, if one person is, or one group is not in agreement, it gets brought back in the future.
Correct.
Okay.
On the next agenda.
And then, now what about for the, under the business categories, I guess, what is the qualifier that would make it go to a later time?
So everything, all of the agenda items, if they pass unanimously the first time, they pass.
And that means everyone or majority?
Every single group.
Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
If they pass the first time, everybody. That way we have consensus.
Okay.
If one group says no, it'll just come back the next time, and then the second time, it'll be decided by majority.
Okay. And I can save us all some time in the future.
Okay, good.
And we need to amend our bylaws to just make it say that.
Yeah. The other thing is, if we're not going to have a coordinator, I wonder if it, like, should we technically do something that says, in the event that or in the times in which we do not have a coordinator, then town council will. Maybe we talk about that at the meeting that we have about town council.
Sure. Judith, evaluation.
I think it's extremely inappropriate when somebody is speaking for somebody else to keep saying, "Let's move on, let's move on, let's move on." I think that's your role to do, and you can't hear what that person's saying when somebody's going, "Let's move on, let's move on." I think that's totally inappropriate.
Okay. Bob?
Good job.
James?
Good.
Okay, well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah.
this is a little harder, but also tremendous respect and appreciation for you all. This is quite an undertaking. It's quite an undertaking, and I think we can keep tweaking this and be better and better. That's mine.
I'm sorry.
Oh. I just want to say one last thing, Jan.
Yes, please.
That's not directed at you. You did a fabulous job, and you did the best you could. But
yes. There
are people in this room who will not listen to your instructions, and I find that to be a problem. It's not you. It's that other people need to have more respect for the facilitator.
Well, I think maybe there may be different things. This is the thing that keep on time. This is you repeating yourself. I don't know. We'll see.
And I would like to say that I appreciate your sense of humor.
Thank you. Well, without a sense of humor, life isn't very funny.
Exactly. I
think we all
need a sense of
humor. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Being here.
Can we also have a round of applause for Karen? Y'all gave me one.
Oh, yeah.
You made it.
Oh, my gosh.
You still have to feel their emails.
That's why they're sad. So the hardest part.
Meeting ended 9:16 p.m.
Yeah, thank you. I'll get your chair. You can do it.
No, I can do it.
Okay.
No problem. Good. I was just thinking I'd give you a little assistance.